Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88.
Good morning, boys and girls.
You're here early.
Yeah. Well,
what day is it?
Monday.
Are you ready to go?
Let me play this song for you. I know you're a big Foo Fighters fan. This one going out to my hero, Caleb Todd. Oh, baby, you're 15 now. You're not a baby, you're a teenage star. I think you will be a good man someday, because I raised you and I am cool, yeah. Oh, there goes my hero. Watch him as he grows up. From YouTube in 1 week. There goes my Caleb. Watch him as he grows. Beautiful. All by watching YouTube, guys. I'll teach you how. I'm going to start a YouTube channel called Dex Knows Guitar Playing.
Welcome to the only show that's all about learning, music, animals, fireworks, water skis, and above all, ice cream, pizza, ninjas, getting stronger, sharks versus bears, and above all, karate!
What time is it?
It's showtime, folks.
Sure is. Good morning.
Oh, man.
Guess what today is?
Monday!
Nope. Oh, well, yeah, I mean, it's Monday.
The second to last day of January.
It's Phil Collins' birthday today.
Oh, snap. Now I know.
Oh, no.
She has the built-in ability.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Phil Collins all morning long. That's right.
That just made my day.
How old is Phil today?
She seems to have an invisible touch and 62.
Nope.
58.
66 years old today.
Oh, Phil.
Mr. Collins.
This song is difficult for karaoke.
Really?
I did this once and regretted it.
Why?
Instantly. I don't... It's deceptively high.
Huh.
Yeah.
Same.
But now I know. Yeah. I even practiced it in the car on the way there and was like, Teo, I'm doing this one. And he was like, okay. And then we got in there and it was like, it was a different key.
Falling for her.
Yeah.
All right.
It was ridiculous.
I'll have to try it. Welcome to the morning invasion. It is 6:13 in the a.m.
Hi, Dex
and
today.
I'm so sorry.
No, you
my
know
bad.
What? It's no, no. You know, it's, you know. It's okay, buddy. It's a Monday.
I got so worked up with Phil. I'm so sorry.
We haven't seen each other in 48 hours.
It's true.
We just got to get back into the...
Get a rhythm back here.
Right so there.
We'll turn Phil
just
off.
Just go ahead. You go ahead. You say it again. You just one more.
6:13 in the a.m.
High today at 54 degrees. Boom!
There it is.
Yo-yo dog.
Knocked it out of the park.
Welcome to the program, everybody. 585 Live. 585-5483. That's the number you can text in if you'd like to be a part of the show with us. You can call us 338-3700. Don't forget, you can listen through our website, star88.fm. You can watch us in the studio if you want.
If you want to be creepy, I mean,
yeah,
if you want to be creepy,
you can download the free Star88 app and listen to us right there on your smartphone. I showed Leslie that picture of the Starmy member in Egypt.
Yeah, dude.
Next to the Nile River.
Yes.
He found us and he started streaming us, took a picture where he works and overlooks the Nile River.
It's pretty cool, man.
Beautiful.
Shout out.
I was doing, after I was looking at the picture and I, because you can see the pyramids in the background. And I started just kind of Google imaging the Sphinx and the pyramids.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how the city is built all around
really?
The pyramids and the Sphinx.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I thought they're like out in the middle of nowhere.
No.
How?
They're built all around it.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Huh. Google Earth.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like a tourist trap now.
I'd like to remind everybody to be careful when you do stream us. Jor-El chimed in on Facebook and said that listening to us at the gym is dangerous. He's almost dropped his weights twice this morning from laughter.
Oh.
That was Friday, though. So
be careful, guys.
That was great.
Be very careful.
Bless you guys. Keep it up. Bless you, Jor-El. Way to be healthy.
Bless you. Bless you.
And also with
bless
you.
Bless you. Bless you. Is that you do? Like this, huh?
Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you, my son. We got a huge show today.
We do.
Let me kick it off, though, with a wonderful story about a woman in Little Rock, Arkansas. Her name? Geneva. Geneva Kendrick. Guess how old Geneva turned?
29.
104 years old.
Okay. I had no context. So close. So.
That's impressive, Geneva. 104 years old.
Okay.
You know, when you're 104 years old, you don't really have a ton of friends left to celebrate with.
That's quite true.
You know?
It's just you and your great-grandkids.
I mean, there's not very many people that come and visit Grand Peachy anymore.
Oh.
Grand Peachy's going to be 100 this year.
Man.
Well, check this out. Geneva still does her own shopping and goes to her local Walmart all the time.
104?
Yes.
Wow.
She likes talking to the employees, and they of course, all love her.
Mm-hmm.
They knew her birthday was coming up. So last week, they brought her to the break room while she was shopping and threw a surprise birthday party for
her. Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Here she is, all emotional.
Everyone's so friendly and nice, and I enjoy talking to them. Extra, extra, extra special. I can't explain how special it really was.
Well, you just did.
It couldn't be better. It's the most wonderful one I've ever attended.
Miss Geneva is someone special to us, so we figured it was the least that we could do for her. When she comes in the store, she pushes her own buggy. She loads her stuff up to on the conveyor belt.
I just worked hard all my life. And I just didn't get old. The past was behind me. And I looked to the future.
Well.
I still do.
Dun, dun, dun.
104 years old. Sounds great.
Still looking to the future.
Still looking to the future. Yeah. Shout out to her.
Yeah.
All alone. But she's not. She has Walmart.
Was that just a commercial for Walmart?
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows?
Oh, you know, man.
I can't even comprehend being that old, honestly.
Well, that's good.
I really can't.
You have like 100 years to go.
Yeah.
You're so young.
So young. 29.
Think about that, man. You still have... like an old person's lifetime to go until you get there.
Yeah,
that's like 70-something years away.
But think about it this way, okay?
Man.
Think about it this way. You're 38.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 37.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how fast 38 years has been. Do you think it's been pretty fast?
When I look back, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So let's just double that. How old are you going to be?
76.
76 years old. So.
That's still 30 years shy of this girl.
Let's just say Steve-O Jeter was born, and let's just start all over. 37 years later, boom, you're almost 80 years old.
Yeah.
That's crazy when you think about it like that.
But then looking at people that are in their 70s, I always pictured them like, I'm so old.
Get it. So.
This was her daughter.
I am tired.
Yeah, that's her daughter. It's her daughter. Granddaughter.
Yeah.
But it's not that way anymore. People are so active. Come on, man, today. Today, are you ready? We're going to the gym. We got some front squats to do today.
Great.
Five sets of eight. Eight. Oh. Every 2 minutes, eight.
You said a 20-minute workout?
Oh. And then the Metcon today. Come on, buddy. It's seven sets. It's a 21-minute workout. Every minute on the minute, we're going to do push press. We're going to do SDLHPs. I don't even know what those are. Why do they do that?
I don't know, man.
We always like to look, guys, at our gym to see what our workout's going to be today. But I don't know what SDLHP stands for.
Just hit the giggle,
shoulder
buddy.
Hip presses.
Hit the giggle. Hit the giggle. So I was freaking out this weekend because on Saturday, I was playing video games on Saturday morning because that's what I do. And my arm was falling asleep.
Mm.
And I kept thinking, oh my gosh, am I going to have a heart attack? Because my blood's not pumping correctly.
You and I are the same person.
I just started freaking out. So I text Leslie because she was at work. And I'm like, babe, my right arm keeps falling asleep. I think I'm going to have a heart attack.
What day was this?
Saturday morning.
Friday night. This was me.
Really? It's happening.
And I literally said, Chrissy, my left arm, like just in case, I was having chest pains and my left arm kept going numb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
what the heck?
I'm freaking out. And Leslie, of course, she knows everything. She goes, just calm down. It's happening to me too. I'm like, what?
Did we go to the gym Friday?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. But she explained, if you don't stretch out properly after you work out, your oxygen, you know.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm not even joking. I was laying in bed going, hey, if I don't wake up tomorrow, just know Brody was my favorite.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. So that's good news. I'm not going to die. She's like, you're not going to die of a heart attack, but you might die of a stroke. And I'm like, thanks.
Gosh.
Stroke ain't no joke.
Stroke's no joke.
Good morning.
Morning, guys. How's the weekend?
Great. Phenomenal.
Great. Steve-O, did you see Split?
I haven't seen it yet. Please don't ruin
it.
Do it.
Oh, my gosh. Dude.
Ruin it. Dex,
hurry up. Ruin the end of it.
No, don't you
go
do it.
Go for it, man. You know what? Hey, there's a time limit. And it's been over a week.
No, shut your mouth. I do hear this is his return to form. I hear that this is a phenomenal movie. So
to say it's return to form is an understatement.
Wow, that's bold. Yeah. Okay. I'm definitely planning on I won't get to see it for a couple weeks, but my wife's not into horror movies. My wife hates scary
internet,
movies. I will.
Do not type in Split anywhere near the Twitters or the internet or anything.
Okay. Okay, man, I'm just gonna.
It will be ruined.
I'm not going to the gym today. I'm just gonna go see Split.
Can I mention the Easter egg to Steve-O? Or
no!
Would that ruin it?
Shut
no,
up!
No, I wouldn't. Okay. Wouldn't do it.
Thank you so much. Oh.
It's literally the movie is made. I mean, it's a great movie, but the last 6 seconds of the movie it will change
my life.
Not your life. Come on, but the cinema.
Okay.
I'll just say that.
All right.
All right, guys, go see it. Hurry up.
All right. I will.
That, that tells me right there that it's going to have some crazy weird ending like The Village.
Of course, they all
will. I was reading an interview with him and with Shyamalan and whatever, and he said that he wasn't going to do it anymore because his movies have bombed so bad the past, what, 3-4 movies?
Which makes me sad. I loved Lady in the Water. I'm a fan. I like his work.
Yeah.
Minus the happening. Oh. There was nothing happening.
No.
By the way, somebody chimed. It's the workout thing that we're doing today is a sumo deadlift high pull.
See, there you go.
I don't even know what that means.
There you go.
Deadlift, and then you gotta go. Yeah, like you're starting to
sumo
lawnmower.
It, bro. Sumo it. Sumo it.
So you know. That's what I'm going to do every time.
We have a letter coming up this morning.
Nice.
My friends are embarrassing in public is the title of our letter.
Did my friend send that?
Maybe. Maybe. And I kind of feel like I need to write into the show.
Yeah?
I got a little problem.
Uh-oh. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to put it in letter form first?
Yes.
I just want to tell people. Okay.
Yeah, I will.
Shout out to Marshall, who knows stuff. By the way, he knew that the SDLHP was the sumo deadlift type. That's who told us.
Come on, Marshall.
He knows everything.
You're making us look bad.
I mean, not me. I was on a show, and I look pretty good, man. Just making daggers.
You did.
And stuff.
I watched it. It looks great.
Yeah.
Go check out Steve-O, learning how to forge metals
into
weapons.
On our Facebook page. 29 likes, 317 views. But I'm not counting. I'm not checking it every 7 minutes.
Yeah. We'll find out your dog's favorite music. What do you think your dog's favorite music is?
Metal.
Hmm.
On Sunday, I actually Facebooked this. So if we're friends on Facebook, you already saw this. I'm regurgitating my Facebook. We are on our way to church. We warm up in the morning. Christy and I, we sing. And so we put on music that we can warm our vocals up. And Christy was listening to whatever. She always picks some music. And it's just always, you know, good stuff. Let's warm up the vocals.
Yeah.
So halfway through the song, Luke's in the very back and he goes, "Hey, can we listen to Master of Puppets after this?"
Oh my gosh. Are you kidding? You let your kid listen to Metallica?
I've never been more proud of my 11-year-old in my
life. Where did your kid listen to Metallica?
With me on the way to baseball practice on Saturday. We're driving. I said, "Son, I'm going to play you one of my first records when I was a kid. And it's the album that turned me onto the guitar." Because we always listen to the same stuff. It's like 21 Pilots or this or that. And I said, I put it on. I said, "This record is the reason your dad bought a guitar in the seventh grade.
Give him some culture."
And they're called Metallica. I didn't even tell him the name of the album.
Yeah.
But he kept going, "Master! Master!" I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't that weird how...
I loved it, man.
My kids are so different from each other. Caleb is a metalhead. Landon loves hip-hop. And Jaden, you know, she loves everything, but, you know, the pop music is her thing. You know?
Yeah, that's... I think that I feel like I tried to put that music on purpose because I want them to be cultured.
Yeah.
Because they listen to pop all the time in the car with mom, you know? It's our show, and then it's like the Biebs, you know? And, yeah.
Are we ruining our kids?
A little more
culture.
Double bass. Yeah.
You're a good dad. All right, 585 Live. You can chime in on the show. It's Phil Collins Day.
Yes, dude.
Because
yes,
it's his birthday.
We're going to watch Tarzan in its entirety. I'm just kidding. We wouldn't do that to you. Yeah. Rosie O'Donnell's in it.
Yeah. All right, big show today. We'll be right back.
Some people are still being detained at airports across the country. Others have been let go after a judge in New York barred the Trump administration from deporting anyone with a valid visa.
All this controversy over the president's immigration orders coming is his full cabinet is still not in place.
Only three of President Trump's cabinet-level members have been confirmed and sworn in. Democrat Senator Dick Durbin says it's not their fault things are moving slowly.
In this case with the Trump nominees, even up to the day of the hearing, many of our committees were not received the required legal documents from these nominees.
The multiple personality thriller Split took first place at the box office.
The mass was underway in Newark, New Jersey, marking the anniversary of Baseball Hall of Famer Roberto Clemente's death when, say, police Charles Miller got up, went to the altar, and punched Auxiliary Bishop Manuel Cruz in the mouth. Miller now charged with assault. Motivation unknown.
The Pentagon saying one service member has been killed, three others wounded in a raid in Yemen targeting a branch of Al-Qaeda.
It's Phil Collins Day.
Yes, dude. This makes my day.
This is probably one of my favorite Phil Collins songs ever.
Man.
You know, it's really about throwing everything away because you're an idiot and you make bad choices.
Did you know that his son, Nick, is now his drummer?
What? No.
Phil Collins.
I didn't know that. Whoa, look at his son.
Yeah.
He looks like Putin.
Okay. He's in the 11th grade. He's got his own band. And he plays drums, you know, for his dad. His dad's doing this like,
man.
Gosh, this is such a great song. Sorry. Can't even focus. Yeah. His name's Nicholas.
What's the name of his band? Do you know? Does it say?
I don't know.
Have to look that up.
Yeah, dude. He imagine like doing In the Air Tonight.
Oh man.
We'll go round and round.
Just listen to this real quick, okay, Stormy? Turn your radio on. Listen to Phil. Doesn't get any better than that.
Throwing it all away.
636.
High today. It's in the 50s. 54. Yeah. Traffic. Taking a look at the roadways, and let's just talk about some of the construction going on in our city today, shall we? Manal Boulevard West between Edith and Broadway. There's some road construction there. The right lane will be closed today, as well as over on Paseo del Norte at Wyoming. That regular construction still going on, so the right lane will be closed. Wyoming Boulevard North between Paseo and Alameda over by La Cueva. Most stomping grounds.
Go Bears.
Yeah, that's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Phil is 66 years old today, so we're just making it Phil Collins Day.
Imagine being the 15-year-old son of a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame drummer.
Yeah.
And then I guess Phil Collins actually suffered some nerve damage and is unable to play the drums now. That's sad.
I wonder how hard that would be to grow up having a parent on that caliber of a star, you know? Like,
yeah.
It has to be hard.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at Drew Carey's son.
Look at Drew Carey's
son. He starts fires and cusses at presidents.
Yeah. I was looking into that a little bit, just trying to figure out what's going on. Because everything I've ever read about Drew Carey is that he's the nicest guy you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
But even if you are the nicest guy, you're the best parent as far as, you know, treating your kids good, that can backfire real quick.
Yeah.
Because what do they say? You're not supposed to be your kid's friend is what therapists will tell you.
Yeah.
They'll say you're not supposed to be their friend. You're supposed to be their parent.
I also think that comes with, I don't know, if you do it well.
Yeah.
They're still your, yeah.
Yeah. Like, of course. But it's different. It's not supposed to be you and I friend, you
right.
know. It's
yeah.
It's just different. And I don't parent you. You don't parent me.
Sometimes
yeah, it's true. Like, you know, it's like, and also
how you doing with your meal prep, huh?
Yeah, that's
how
true.
How you doing with your grocery shopping?
Accountability is what that's called.
How you doing with your finances?
Accountability partner. Who was watching his 11-year-old son while he was at this meeting for the troops? That's the big thing too.
Yeah.
And you just kind of feel bad too, because how embarrassing is that, you know?
Yeah.
You find out because you see you see your son, you know, on TV, Fox News is interviewing your son, and they had no idea that was Drew Carey's son.
Man. Yeah. And then there's Phil Collins' kid. You know, he's just, you know, the drummer in his band now for his giant comeback tour. Good job, Phil Collins. You raised him right, yo.
We'll find out what band he's in.
Imagine being this guy's drum teacher. Because he didn't learn from his dad because his dad has nerve damage. Phil can't play drums anymore. So he learned from his high school band teacher.
Man.
You know?
Wow.
And yeah, it's like, so, what do your parents do? It's like, well, my dad is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a drummer for a band called Genesis. His name's Phil Collins. You may know him.
Yeah, no,
he's
bigs.
One of the greatest. Have you ever heard this? Ba-dum, ba-doo, doo-doo, da-boom, boom, boom. Yeah, it's an easy Phil, but he still did it. Yeah.
I found the name of the band. It's called Sound of Contact. That's his son's band's name. Like Pink Floyd.
I was just about to say. You lost control, you crossed the line, you walked the
edge one last time. Is this?
Close the door, lock the gate,
spin the wheel. Well, his son's the drummer, so.
I don't know. That dude looks like.
Do you think that's
like,
it?
That looks think, like a different.
Is that Phil?
That looks like.
Is that Phil Collins? Yeah, that's Phil Collins. It was, no, that wasn't Phil Collins. It looked like Phil Collins. Is that his son? Does he have another son that's in a band?
Probably.
I think that's his other son.
Yeah,
because that looks just like him.
This kid's band is called something else.
Okay. So he's got other kids that are in
bands. Imagine that. All of his kids are in bands.
That was,
Yeah.
I shouldn't say terrible. It's just not my thing, you know?
I was actually, I was digging it. I
mean, yeah.
Whatevs.
All right, we'll try to dig up his youngest son.
15-year-old son.
All right, 585 live, 585-5483. What's going on? The wrong one. Gosh darn it.
Today, the Atlanta Falcons decided to bond before the Super Bowl by playing some ping pong in the locker room. They have a unique way of building team camaraderie, and they say it's actually helped on the field. They play ping pong in the locker room, and it's so serious that they've gone from just one table to three tables.
Yeah. I love ping pong.
Dude, this is serious ping pong, though. Running back Tevin Coleman says last year it was just guys on the phones. Nobody was talking, communicating, nothing like that. And they put in a ping pong table.
Changes everything.
Yeah, he said the tables helped a lot. A lot of the players say wide receiver Julio Jones is the best at it. He even has his own paddle. Gosh. But Julio isn't so sure. He says, quote, I'm okay. I got humbled a little bit yesterday. He also said, quote, it's helped on hand-eye coordination and just always competing every day. You get that blood going. That's really, really, really
cool. You ever play ping pong?
Not like competitively.
Okay, well. We had one and the table broke, but... In high school, they put one in the little lobby area.
Yeah.
And kids started just one day playing during lunch break.
Dude.
And you should have saw by the end of the year, some of these kids were so good. It was like watching the Chinese in ping pong. It was insane. They were like hitting it from 20 feet away from the table. It was like lightning.
It was like watching the Chinese.
The
play.
Chinese. They're the
it was
they're
huge.
The champions of the ping pong. The Chinese.
Collectively. All of them.
Yes.
Oh gosh.
I love it. We gotta get a ping pong table in here.
We actually used to have one. I'm scared of ping pong tables now. There used to be one in the mix over here by where the skate park is. Yeah. And back in the day when I was part time here, part time janitor, I dove for this shot. And I thought I snapped my ankle. Like, I thought I broke my ankle. They had to take me to urgent care.
And they got rid of it?
And I just, like, twisted it pretty bad. Yeah.
You're the reason?
I'm not the reason they got rid of it. It was there for a while longer.
Man.
Speaking of sports that are awesome, Randy Orton won the WWE Royal Rumble last night.
Yeah.
That's my wife's favorite wrestler.
Really?
So she lost her mind. Yeah. She doesn't really care that much about wrestling, but... Randy Orton's her jam, so yeah. And I gotta tell you this. Last night, the WWE made a grown man well up with tears. I've been a huge fan of wrestling my whole life. When I was a little kid, it was like Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant.
Mm-hmm.
Royal Rumble was always my favorite pay-per-view because it was like the 30 men in the ring, you know, every 2 minutes and somebody else comes out and you don't know who's coming out. This year, I will say the Rumble, it wasn't the best. There weren't a whole lot of surprises. They used to have like random, like classic wrestlers coming back for, you know, special. There were no like surprise appearances, nothing like that. It was pretty straightforward. So less a fan of that, but I've always been a fan of this dude named John Cena. In fact, I was at
never heard of him.
Very first pay-per-views in 2003, the same one that I got to see Kurt Angle wrestle at. He was wrestling The Undertaker, and I swear, I thought Chris Chicago and I were going to get booted out of there because everybody was going for The Undertaker.
Wow.
And we had these word life signs. We're like rooting for John Cena. And,
yeah.
Oh, dude. I thought we were going to get into a fight because people care way too much about wrestling.
Yeah.
So, flash forward a few years, and Chrissy and I were front row at an event, and John Cena came out, and he actually took his shirt off. I have his shirt. He gave me a shirt. Yeah. From ringside. We were ringside, and he gave me a shirt. I am a huge fan of that guy.
Yeah.
Like, not just because of the fact that he's a rad role model, but like, he has more make-a-wish, like granted wishes, than anyone in the history of the world.
Mm.
He's a believer. He loves the Lord. He loves this country. He's just an all around really, really good dude. And my 4-year-old, I took videos of him last night because they were doing the promo because John Cena, he's going John up Cena. Against AJ Styles. And they were showing like what happened in the past. And AJ Styles was the champ and he beat John Cena. And Brody, my 4-year-old, starts getting like teary eyed. And he's like, John Cena doesn't lose.
Oh.
He can't lose. John Cena's the good guy.
Oh,
you know?
No.
And I'm like,
did you record it?
It's okay, buddy. I took video of a lot of it. Yeah. And he was like, so he's yelling at the TV, don't lose, John Cena. John Cena doesn't lose.
Oh.
Dude. And he was like, he always wins. And I'm like, it's okay, buddy. It's good. You know, we don't always win all the time. And it was like, he had to take time off and he had to have surgery. And it was like a big deal.
So the brain can't comprehend what's going on.
Right. Right. So this was like a big comeback for John Cena. And he was fighting for the championship last night. If he won, he would tie Ric Flair for the most championships in WWF or WWE history.
Wow.
16 world champions. And it's like, 16-time world champion. It's like, there's no way they're going to give that to him. Ric Flair has had that forever. You know, it's scripted. But,
yeah.
You know, it's like, there's no way. Like, there's certain feats and there's certain. And last night, John Cena won.
He won, dude.
He tied Ric Flair, 16-time world champ. Dude, he started crying in the ring and he's like bowing. And the crowd who booed him the whole match, he won. And everybody stood up and
Man.
Just started cheering. And like, he's crying and he's bowing in the ring and he's holding the belt up. And it was like this really special. My kid, I was taking video because Brody, it was like the greatest moment of his life seeing John Cena.
Oh my God.
Like he won and it was like he was screaming. He ripped his shirt off like John Cena.
Seriously?
And he like threw it out.
Is there good audio?
It was hilarious. I mean, there's decent audio. But yeah. I mean, you're talking about like a 20-minute wrestling match.
Yeah, that's true.
That I kept having to just film and film and go, okay, I'll cut this
later.
Those are
great memories.
Oh, dude. He thought it was the biggest thing in the world for Brody.
Yeah.
To watch John Cena win. So
I think I was about 4 or 5 years old when my grandpa Wilbur told me it was fake.
Oh, God.
And crushed me. He just crushed me because that was one thing my grandpa and I did together is watch wrestling. And
dude.
When he told me that they went out for coffee afterwards, my little brain was so confused.
But
and
they're
hurt.
Still awesome competitors and do some crazy things.
The thing is, I never watched wrestling again after that.
See, it's like a dude soap opera. Come on, it's fun. We loved it. We were all going crazy. The boys lost their minds last night.
I'm glad. It's good.
It was fantastic.
It's good, man.
Come on,
that's why it's there. It's entertaining.
It is. A 52-year-old guy in Florida was hanging out in a parking lot last Sunday without any pants on. He told the cops that his pants, quote, took off running by themselves, man. Yeah.
That the cops have heard everything.
Yeah, they really have.
Yep.
I would love to. I would buy that book. Just a list of the excuses that officers have.
What was the one on Friday? Somebody got pulled over for speeding. They said the wind was pushing them.
Yeah, the wind was pushing them. That was the best.
That's why they were going too fast.
Sorry, man. The wind, it was pushing my car. I was trying so hard to stand to the speed limit. A college student confused covered lab equipment with a AKK rally. This is real. A student at Bowling Green State University in Ohio panicked last week when she thought she saw a member of the KKK at her school. She was walking past a building on campus, looked in the window, saw something that looked like a person in a pointy white sheet, so she took a photo,
yikes.
Tweeted it to the college president.
Okay, let me look at this photo real quick before we move on with the story. When you look at this photo through the window, what do you see? Does that not look like a KKK member right there?
No, it looks like a tent. Like, it looks like a teepee. I can't tell.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, see, it's like the eyes there,
no,
and the mouth,
okay.
And the pointy hat.
They don't cut out mouth holes. Like, that's not,
That's not a
thing,
don't.
Man.
They don't, but no. I can totally see how they made a mistake.
She
there.
Tweeted the president of the college. Well, the president investigated and found out that it was not a KKK rally going on. It was actually a piece of lab equipment covered in a white sheet. Obviously, that's a ridiculous outcome. The girl who took the photo has been mocked a lot on Twitter, poor thing. But in her defense, from a distance, if you squint and... Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I would have loved to have
it
been
with her.
It
does not look... It No. I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt. It just looks like a microscope with a sheet over it.
Yep. You know, and it's funny because I think most of us have that friend in our life that are like this, that will... They're paranoid over just weird things, and they'll look at something like a... You know, someone's wearing a white sheet. That's got to be a KKK member. They always think of the worst things possible.
Yeah.
Do you have friends like that in your life?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I don't understand
it. Have you been on Facebook this weekend?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Oh, I don't even want to. Yeah. At some point, I'm sure we're going to have to cover that, but.
Yep. So, just paranoid all the time.
Yeah.
That's what this is, just paranoia.
Moving right along into something fun, but sad, but hopefully fun and joyful, but terribly tragic. There's going to be a public memorial for Carrie Fisher and her mom, Debbie Reynolds, on March 25th at Forest Lawn Cemetery in Hollywood. It's free, but seating is first come, first served. There will be overflow seating in the lobby, screens outside for people who can't get in. Well, obviously, they will be included in the montage of death at the Oscars. They always do the in memoriam that makes everybody weep and cry. And here is where it gets really, really interesting. Carrie Fisher made an interesting comment during an interview on a podcast back in 2010. She had just run into her very, very dear friend, Harrison Ford, who we all know plays the one and only Han Solo and Indiana Jones and is my childhood hero because, well, Harrison Ford. Carrie actually requested something very, very special on said podcast back in 2010. I believe we have some audio.
Have you talked to Harrison since that?
Yeah, I just saw him on Oscar night at some party. And I asked him, you know how they have the reel on all the people that died?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I asked him if he would be in my death reel and if he would sing.
He would sing.
Yeah, that's just something I want. Well, because they did that thing with John Hughes. They brought out all these actors that had worked with him. So I figure, you know, they'll bring out, depending on, of course, when it happens.
Yes.
They can. There's a lot of people they can bring out. He's going to sing Melancholy Wookiee. No.
You have the two picked up. Have you ever heard Harrison sing? I don't think I've ever heard him sing.
No, and I don't think we're missing much.
Oh, man. Was she eating the whole time?
Yeah, right? They caught her while she was eating cake?
I just saw him.
Have you talked to Harrison since that?
Yeah, I just saw him on Oscar.
What do you think the over and under is? He performs.
Well, now that this is like a news story and it's making the rounds, I'm sure Harrison didn't even know about that. But
be pretty cool if he did.
Hears this, and they used that, I think it would be pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
So that was back in 2010 she said that. The show airs February 26th on ABC, but I wouldn't hold my breath on Harrison singing. I don't know.
It's a pretty good call. Yeah.
It's the Oscars. I mean, if it was the Golden Globes, maybe, but
yeah,
I don't know. A hospital saved a man's life from an overdose, and the grateful man decided to pay the hospital back by stealing their ambulance, crashing it, and then going to Applebee's and carjacking a car.
Fail, fail, fail.
Okay. Yeah, guys. Whew. Yeah.
It's a good one.
A little bit ago, a Star member chimed in on the phone asking if I had seen Split yet, which I haven't. I don't know how I haven't seen this movie. But it's still number one at the box office this weekend. A Dog's Purpose took a hit from the controversy over the video of the dog allegedly being abused. It made $18.4 million, which isn't bad for a movie that only cost $22 million to make. Damn. However, Split, dude, 2 weeks in a row. $26.3 million this week. It's up to $78 million in 2 weeks. And it looks like M. Night is back!
Yeah, does.
Shyamalan ding dong.
You know, Gold with Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah. It's not even in the top five. I was going to say.
It was number 10.
Man. Dog's Purpose, number 2. Hidden Figures, number 3. It's up to $104 million in its sixth week. Resident Evil, in its first week, it came in fourth place. And in fifth place, dude, still holding strong in its eighth week, La La Land.
La La Land.
I actually kind of want to see La La
Land. No, I heard great things about it.
Me too. My wife hates musicals and just sing along anything. Oh, it's Phil Collins' birthday, guys. That's the best news of the day. So if you didn't know that, just celebrate with us as we sing some tunes.
Did I say I love you? Did I say I care?
66 years old today. And we found out that, you know, his sons are in bands. We'll try to find his 15-year-old son's band.
Nah, let's just listen to Phil.
I don't want to know. We cannot live together.
Big show today on Phil Collins' birthday. We have a letter on the way about 7:30. My friends are embarrassing in public is the subject title. Don't forget, we got Super Blow on Thursday and Friday.
Yes, dude.
Super Bowl is coming up this weekend, and we do a thing. We predict the winner of the Super Bowl, and it's 100% accurate. 100% accurate.
You know who we need to have on for this? Pastor Skip.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing this Against All Odds series that's like all about prophecies and predictions.
That's a good call. We should see if we can get him on.
We'll try and get him on to predict the winner of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That would be epic.
Watch the world go round.
Steve Harvey and the Miss Universe pageant. Did he crown the correct winner? We'll play some of that audio.
Oh, man. Please, Steve Harvey. Please get it right, Steve Harvey.
And when we come back, your dog's favorite music. What is it? We'll be right back. Hearts Like Lions, Make Your Move, Star 88, Dex and Steve-O.
Oh, hey.
Phil Collins Day. 7-Eleven.
High today of 54 degrees.
Traffic.
No accidents to report on one of the raddest birthdays of the year. His name is Phil Collins. He is 66 years old today. And he is making sure the traffic is smooth on your Monday. He's going on tour, man. Sorry.
That's okay.
Just got really excited.
He is going on tour, and he's not coming here.
I know. Surprise.
585 Live. Feel free to shoot us a text. 585-5483. Don't forget, we got a podcast you guys can download. Go subscribe when you get a chance. Morning Invasion on iTunes or Google Play. You can listen to the whole show minus the music.
This is the world we live in.
Guys, I love Genesis. I love Phil Collins. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Growing up in Montana, we didn't have much to choose from. But there was a radio station that played Genesis.
Okay.
And I'm forever grateful for that. I think we had a, you know, growing up in the 80s and 90s in Montana, there was a pop station, which, stuff like this.
Yeah, my mom, huge Phil Collins fan, so grew up listening to Phil Collins.
Just made me feel real old, man.
Sorry.
Real old.
Sorry. I just enjoyed it because my mom.
Speaking of the podcast, you should go and listen to, was it Friday or Thursday we called it?
Thursday? When did we call my mom? I believe it was Thursday.
Yeah, we called. We called our wives. And then we ended up calling Steve-O's mom.
Yeah, how did that happen?
I don't know.
How did that, like, I don't even remember how that happened.
But it was hilarious.
Depends on who you talk to.
Man.
I talked to her over the weekend, and she was like, I'm sorry if I embarrassed you. I still don't feel well. Aww. Like, you didn't embarrass me, mama. It's cool, man. It's cool. Yeah, the podcast is up. It's from the 26th. It's called Steve-O's Mom. Enough said.
She's so sweet.
Yeah.
She just loves you, boys.
If you're a fan of Amberlin, that show also included Stephen Christian in studio with his big ol' announcement. And, yeah. We never revisited this marriage or Super Bowl question.
We didn't.
I just
didn't have time. Friday was such a crazy show. We didn't have a chance to.
Yeah, man. We had Kurt Angle on the show Friday.
We should have, we should recommend Phil Collins for a song for Steven.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because Steven needs to come up with an 80s.
He needs 80s songs, guys. Needs to cover two 80s songs.
He's got to do Genesis.
See, what
he would be great.
What made me really sad and make me think that he's just maybe not as musically inclined as I once thought was when I mentioned Peter Gabriel, and he was like, I wasn't really into Peter Gabriel. I was like, get out.
Yeah, that's weird.
Get
right?
out of the car now. Get out of the car.
That's weird.
Yeah.
He, you know what? He could pull off Phil Collins.
He could. He really could.
It'd be cool if he'd listen to us every now and then.
He should do Against All Odds, because that's the one.
Man, that is a good one.
That is the one. That's my favorite.
All right, I'll make sure and pull that one up for you.
If you could just do that. It's Phil Collins' birthday. I mean, come on.
Let's jump into this study I found about dogs. Your dog's favorite music is what? You said metal earlier. Think your dog is, you think Rocket Raccoon's into
the
metal?
Old metal? Just put on the LPs, the Black Album, Metallica.
Some researchers recently conducted a study to determine what kind of music dogs like the best. To do it, they played a bunch of tunes and observed how they reacted physiologically and behaviorally.
I feel like metal would actually make my dog anxious.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I feel like he'd just get nervous and it wouldn't like it. He's more of like a dashboard confessional or... postal service kind of dog.
Very indie. They found that dogs reacted most positively.
Frank Sinatra.
No.
Madonna.
No.
I give up. Oh, yes.
Reggaeton. Reggae.
That makes sense to me for some reason.
Yeah.
That dog does not sound like he's reacting positively. He sounds like he's dying.
I found so many YouTube videos of dogs just singing along, and most of them is to reggae music, to Bob Marley.
Specifically Bob Marley, yeah. I was going to say. That makes sense to me. You just put on the Legend record.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Marley all day. This is real. Oh, gosh. Okay.
Okay. The dogs also liked soft rock.
This would make me crazy.
They love Toto.
That's kind of hilarious.
America. Billy Joel, Chicago.
Oh,
Fleetwood
damn.
Mac.
Okay.
Boz Scaggs.
They like Fleetwood Mac because they're wondering when that goat's going to walk in the door.
Yeah, but...
Landslide brown and down.
Reggae is your dog's favorite music, most likely.
That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Marley and Me.
Yeah, I would imagine it's probably music that doesn't have high pitches. It's probably pretty mellow.
Does this mean because they checked like physiologically and psychologically and all the logicalies mm-hmm. of animals that that's what music does for us? So maybe we need more reggae in here?
Maybe. Well, you think about reggae music. It's you just feel so good and happy when you listen to it.
Yeah.
You know, Bob Marley, he was all about love.
That's, and weed.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, pool boy.
You got his weekend.
Great.
Fantastic.
It was so good.
Nice. Hey, it's funny. because whenever we leave Sandy alone, I put on, I looked up one day a relaxing music for your pet while they're home alone. And, yeah, it's an 8-hour, it's an 8-hour instrumental, just nice, soft piano.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I literally play that for my dog when she's home alone by herself, because she's an indoor dog, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's really chill. I don't know if she needs it, but I'd rather her have something than, because she usually barks when she hears, like, the neighbors outside. Or,
yeah. Yep.
So I think the music relaxes her, and she always seems to be super chill when we come back. So
I needed this because my dog is a spaz, and so
play it. Just look up relaxing music for your dog when they're home alone, and the pop up will be a pets like cats, dogs.
That's hilarious. And,
man. Right. And then hey, I gotta. Did you guys I'm not gonna say no names or anything, but did you guys listen to that lecture at UNM?
No.
Oh, I missed it. I had family members that were actually in attendance. I missed it.
Dude, it was, the guy's really eccentric, but I mean, it was awesome, man. We watched it live.
What are you guys talking about?
Milo Manamanagunanamanama.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's weird, man. From This Is Us? Agree with
no,
maybe
dude.
His lifestyle and all that.
Isn't that, what's that guy's name?
He's smart.
Isn't that Milo?
All right, I'll have to go check it out. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Definitely check it out. And then Hot Ones, man, on YouTube. That's great. This guy brings out actors and celebrities, and they go through a hot sauce challenge from Tapatio all the way to death.
Get out of here.
Always surprise me.
I'm being dead honest, dude. I watched about 7 of them last night, dude, me and my son and my wife, and I was crying laughing.
Okay.
Because they had Key and Peele. And they think, oh, man, this thing, nothing, man. I could do this. And they eat buffalo wings that are, you know, made with it. And by the time they get to the middle, dude, they're looking at each other. I mean, almost every actor's probably done it. Kevin Hart, like, you know, TJ Miller. But it's hilarious, dude. You'll cry laughing, dude.
All right.
There you go.
Thanks, pool boy.
All right, man. I love you guys.
Love you, too.
Here's 8 hours of relax my dog music.
I need this because my dog is a spaz and eats everything in sight. Can we overdub it and just be like,
Rocket, you're gonna have a good day.
You're a good boy.
If you touch Chrissy's slippers one more time, I will remove your food for a week.
Rocket, no.
No.
Rocket, don't you even think about it.
Leave
it. Who's a good boy?
Leave it.
Who's a good boy?
He's eaten 5 different pairs of Chrissy's flip-flops in the last month. She just keeps buying these cheap flip-flops because she used to have nice ones. And then the dog got to him. We went upstairs for like 2 seconds.
Rocket.
Gone.
You're a bad boy, Rocket.
He's not a bad boy now. You're going to confuse him. He doesn't know any better.
Who's a good boy?
Okay.
Who's a good boy?
Man, this is nice. So, Pool Boy swears by it. 8 hours of Relax My Dog music. It's on YouTube. Just hit play and go to work. Your dog will be relaxed. We always...
Can we just keep that on for the rest of the show?
Because
the live line's blowing up with things, and I got things to say.
So nice. Just turned on y'all's webcam. Wow. Dex, you look amazing. All caps.
Thanks.
Keep up the good work. Thumbs up. Farmington, New Mexico.
Thanks, Farmington. You're a good boy. You're a good girl.
Somebody else just chimed in and said, yeah, I was there, 5th row. Milo was amazing.
Who's Milo?
I don't know, because Wisconsin just chimed in and said, hey, careful with Milo. Why? He's part of the alt-right movement. Scary political beliefs. To which someone else on the live line said, my 5-year-old loves Bob Marley. So great.
Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? Come here, come here, boy.
If you're just joining us, we found the perfect mix of music for your dog. Why, 8 hours of Relax My Dog music.
Rocket, put it down! Put it down, Rocket!
You're gonna confuse my dog. Right now, he thinks he's a good boy. Las Cruces reminded us in the movie A Pet's Life, which is a true story. A dog turned on metal music after the owners left the house. Look it up.
It's true. That was kind of a bad transition there.
About 4.5 hours in to 8 hours of Relax My Dog.
Dude, I don't know if this is good or depressing. Can we do the news with this in the background? Can I just start? I got some news.
Go ahead and read one.
All right. Soniqua Martin Green. You may know her as Sasha.
Or Shaniqua.
From The Walking Dead.
What?
This last week, Soniqua Martin Green landed the lead role on a new TV series. Why, I'm talking Star Trek Discovery. Becoming the first African-American female to head up a Star Trek television show or movie. But after fans celebrated the historic news, they realized, wait, she's already Sasha on The Walking Dead. Does that mean they're gonna kill her off?
Oh.
I mean, she can't be the lead in Star Trek and be on The Walking Dead, can she?
Well, sure she can.
John Bernthal, he was... What? He was originally Shane on The Walking Dead. And then in 2012, he took on the role of some dude in Mob City, and sure enough, he was soon stabbed to death by Rick and Carl.
Oh.
In 2014, AMC announced that David Morrissey would be starring in a pilot called Line of Sight. And then his character of the governor was soon disposed of. Why, yes, this is because of them landing other jobs. So their characters had to be killed. R.I.P. Sasha, who just got a lead role in Star Trek.
I don't know if I can do this anymore. Just, you know.
Come on, man!
It was nice for a little bit.
I gotta tell you, though, the dude, Corey Hawkins, he plays Heath on The Walking Dead. He's gonna be the lead in 24 Legacy.
No way!
Yeah, dude, have you not seen all of the commercials for it? He's the lead in 24 Legacy.
Trying to make it sound cooler.
I'm like, well, yes, Way. We've actually talked about this.
Yeah.
But he wasn't killed off, and he was actually, he had a part in Kong Skull Island. He's going to be the lead in 24 Legacy. He played Dr. Dre. He's still alive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, phenomenal actor. I cannot wait for the new 24.
Heck yeah.
He's still alive, though, so. Yeah.
He ain't dying.
What?
We are 6.5 hours into 8 hours of Relax My Dog music. Longest video yet. Relaxing pet music. For separation and anxiety.
The live line chimed in and said, please, all caps, make it a series to read quotes from the live line with your voices echoing and this music in the background. Farmington just chimed in and said,
Hold it.
This music reminds me of my dad's memorial service.
Oh my gosh.
Make it stop.
Okay. Yeah, please, if I die, if you guys play that at my funeral or a memorial service, I'll haunt you guys till the day you die.
No way, man. That's how it's happening.
No, it'll be Phil Collins, man. That's what you're going to play at my funeral.
I'll be there. I'll be alive still, and I'll be emceeing it. And I'm going to talk just like that the whole service.
Well, that'd be kind of funny.
Yeah, dude, it'd be great. It'd be like, remember that one time we did that one bit? And we'll do it the whole time. Las Cruces chimes in and says, I'm falling asleep. Please stop. This is making everything take longer to do, and I'm trying to get ready for work now. I'm going to be late. Thanks, Las Cruces.
You're going to be late. Yes, you will. Yes, you will.
We are here today to honor the memory of one Dex Toth.
Oh, gosh.
Who lost his life tragically by choking on a burger.
Oh.
He truly took in more than he could handle.
Oh, my gosh.
He choked and died.
Oh, jeez.
Stop it.
Not cool, man.
I mean, if you're going to go... I feel like that's probably how it's
going to
be.
That'd be a good way to go, man, on a delicious burger.
No, it would not be.
Yeah.
Because you'd be panicking. Because you'd be like, oh.
No, I'd be like, oh, this is so good.
Your face was fantastic. I hope that's how you die, man.
That'd be great. I hope I die that way, too. Come on, guys. Come on.
Love it.
All right. We need to take a break.
Fine.
On this Phil Collins Day.
It's Phil Collins Friday on a Monday.
Because he's 66 today. It's his birthday. When we come back, here is the subject of our letter. My friends are embarrassing in public.
Yes, dude. I don't know anybody like that, so.
Yeah. Get ready for your Monday mindset. Be right back.
Some people are still being detained at airports across the country. Others have been let go after a judge in New York barred the Trump administration from deporting anyone with a valid visa.
All this controversy over the president's immigration orders coming as his full cabinet is still not in place.
Only three of President Trump's cabinet-level members have been confirmed and sworn in. Democrat Senator Dick Durbin says it's not their fault things are moving slowly.
In this case with the Trump nominees, even up to the day of the hearing, many of our committees were not receiving the required legal documents from these nominees.
The multiple personality thriller Split took first place at the box office.
The Mass was underway in Newark, New Jersey, marking the anniversary of Baseball Hall of Famer Roberto Clemente's death when, say, police Charles Miller got up, went to the altar, and punched Auxiliary Bishop Manuel Cruz in the mouth. Miller now charged with assault. Motivation unknown.
The Pentagon saying one service member has been killed, three others wounded in a raid in Yemen targeting a branch of Al-Qaeda.
Just let you walk away. Just let you leave without a trace.
Phil Collins Day.
When I stand here taking every breath with you.
I love this song.
My best friend Steve.
You're the only one
loves this song.
Who really knew Steve at all.
So true.
How can
dude,
it's
a pretty good one.
This is the best. 66 years old today.
Can
we
I just
you,
pause
Phil.
This for a second?
Why,
let me pause this because I need to play this. I put together a montage.
Okay.
Okay.
It's Phil's birthday, everyone.
I put together a montage of
We're
Phil
fans.
Collins.
Yeah.
Because just listen to all of these hits.
Oh.
If you're not a fan, you will be after the montage.
Care anymore.
Hit after hit.
I can't talk. Cause tonight.
You're thinking, oh man, that's great. That's a great montage. Oh, it's not over.
Take me home.
Oh my gosh, that
right?
song.
Oh.
Cecilia.
Oh, it's not over. It's not even half over.
Billy, don't you lose my number?
Best part of the song right here. I made a montage.
You made that?
I made a montage.
Gosh. Just gonna salute.
If you weren't a fan before this show this morning, you are now. Happy birthday, Phil Collins.
Happy birthday, man. 66. 66 years old today.
So take a look at Steve now.
Love it.
There's just an empty space.
Hey, hopefully we get confirmation. Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer, will be on the show this week. Speaking of dogs and loving music and reggae music, that's a good question for Caesar. Caesar.
Are we getting him?
I don't know. It's not confirmed yet, but okay. Good chance.
I can't even focus.
Hey, actually, it used to be one of my favorite shows.
Songs. I've never seen it.
Dog Whisper?
Never seen it.
Have we done the time and traffic yet?
No, dude.
7:38. Good morning. Oh, my goodness.
Stand by.
Turn around and see Steve cry.
High today at 53 degrees.
So many reasons why.
One of the greatest songs in the history of mankind. Road construction, right lane closed. Edith at Mountain. There's also construction, 2nd Street, South at Central, Northwest. The southbound left turn lane is closed, and of course, the Albuquerque Rapid Transit project going on right now. So central, west, at University, two lanes, they're closed. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Welcome to the program. What a beautiful Monday. Can we just start? I wish we could do Phil Collins every day, but I know right? I know everybody. Not everybody likes
Phil.
Not
everybody loves Phil.
I get it. So you're just going to have to bear with us for one day.
You can't say I don't get it. You don't get it.
Well, I don't
you
get
said,
it.
You said, I get it. I know you don't get it.
Well, you know.
Somebody said that song reminds me of Mike Tyson every time. Yes. Thank you. The Hangover. It's also Christian Herb's birthday.
Christian Herb.
Dude, Christian.
Sorry, you can't have it on the same day.
Yes, you can.
Now,
I just put my hand up and salute because you, sir, do crazy things in America every day. Whew. Bernalillo County Sheriff's Department.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, dude. Just serving and protecting. And
it's for you, man. That is for you. Okay, let's jump into it.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Oh, is this our letter music?
Letter music.
I like this music.
Guys, I love the show. I need your opinion. My husband and I spend a lot of time with my close friend and her husband.
So good.
We all get along great. Have a lot of fun together. My problem is that they talk to each other in baby talk. And they use an annoying nickname for each other. It's not a simple honey or babe, but really weird and highly irritating. Here's some examples in baby talk. My little toot face. You a little toot face.
Toot face?
My little toot face.
Two face or toot face?
Toot face. My little stinker binker. Are you my little stinker binker?
Stinker binker?
Poodle dumpling. How's my poodle dumpling today? Is my little lobster love going to have a good day?
Lobster love?
That is some examples. I love them as friends, but I really need the baby talk and cutesy names to stop when we're out in public together. How can I ask them in the nicest way possible to stop?
Oh, this is
good because, honestly, this question can be used for so many different things because if you... I mean, having... When you're married, it's hard to find that couple that you got that both husband and wife can get along with. You know, it's really cool that
Leslie
and I get along with you and Chrissy.
That's so true.
Because it doesn't happen very often. Usually,
right.
Throughout my marriage, I don't know about you and Chrissy, but there's been many times where Leslie loves the wife, you know, like she'll find a girlfriend that's just like, oh my gosh, I love her so much. I can't wait for you to meet her husband. And then we set up, a get together and I meet the husband and there's just no connection.
So,
yeah, just nothing there.
So you like sports? Nah, man, not really. Well, you don't like sports? Okay. Yeah, well, I like hunting. Do you like hunting?
Yeah.
Oh, no, but I do love, I love sports. No, you don't like sports. Okay.
Because if I meet somebody that's an introvert like me,
you ever seen Die Hard?
No, yeah, it's not been really. Like that. Yeah, it's hard. I have a hard time with other introverts because we just kind of sit there and don't talk.
Right.
You know, I need the opposite of me. I connect better with people that are the complete opposite of me.
That's why we get along so well, buddy.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm an extrovert.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's hard to find that couple that you get along with. So finally, this couple, they enjoy them, but there's that one thing that drives them crazy.
I gotta tell you, to me, that's obnoxious.
Could you stay friends with a couple that...
If it was like...
What if you guys got along?
Hey, this is my little honey bunny. What does Honey Bunny want for lunch?
Would you put up with it?
If I talked to my wife like that, she would smack me. That is the dumbest... Are we in public? Like, we're in public?
Yeah.
And they're talking
they
like that?
They do this around the couple. And
I didn't even like it when my kids would do that with Brody. Like, baby talk. Hey, Brody, did you... And I'm like, stop talking to him like that!
Mm.
He understands normal speak. He's not an idiot. He's just a baby. But it's like, ooh, the little baby talk to you and your little baby. Oh, little I can't baby. Take it. I can't take it.
My little lobster.
So if grown-ups were doing that to each other and I was with him, I feel like I would be very snarky and say something.
You know, how do you... How do you tell your friends, hey, stop talking like that. Like, just stop it. Will they understand?
Oh.
Will they be okay?
Cruz has just chimed in and said, oh my God, the guy I work with calls his wife Coco. Not too bad, right? But here's the weird part. She also calls him Coco. Creepy.
Does.
They have the same nickname for each other?
What?
Hey, Coco. Oh, Coco.
Hey, Coco.
Hey. Hey, Coco.
The worst is when you're with somebody and they call their partner, their wife or husband or whatever, and the way they talk just changes completely.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
I just love you so much.
Ugh.
You might as well stinker pink.
We are obviously not super romantical because both of us are like gagging.
Yeah.
I just couldn't imagine talking to a grown-up like that. Hi, baby love. How's my little snuggle bumpkins? Are you okay? You know what?
Yeah.
Experiment.
Okay. Are you going to talk to Chrissy like this?
If I have to sleep on your couch tonight, it's worth it.
Let her have it.
This is... Please answer. She doesn't answer. You're calling Leslie and doing the same thing. Or maybe it's just random adults. Maybe we just get somebody in our contacts
Your
list.
Your call has been forwarded.
Whoa! We'll get somebody in our contacts list, and we just have to talk to a grown-up like that.
Let me see here. Let me call my best friend.
Are you calling me?
Well, no. I mean, you're one of my best friends. My best friend just moved back to town. His name is Mitch. Let's see how he responds to this.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to fall asleep. This music is incredible.
Yeah, dude.
I am going to listen to this every night. Pick up the phone, Mitchell. Nobody wants to talk to us.
It's because they know. It's like in their brain, they just know.
Call has been forwarded to an automated.
You know what?
All right. I guess we should have probably. Can I call you? My little lobster.
I wish Matt wasn't already at work because we could call Matt and talk to him like that. All right. Speaking of besties.
Are you calling Tail? Oh.
No, he's already at work. I've known this man way, way longer than
Matt Gentry?
Nope. Way longer than Matt Gentry.
Joey.
I'm going to use a manly voice, but say all dumb words. Please answer the phone at 7:45.
I think it would be great
off.
If he didn't pick up.
I know it's your day off. Please answer.
Please don't pick up.
Please answer. This has been 5 minutes of wasted radio with Steve-O and Dex.
You have reached the
Oh my gosh!
My best friend said I can call him in 13 minutes.
Okay. Pretty sure Tao's at work.
Here, call my wife. Let's see.
Are
One
you
more time.
Do this?
One more time and see how she responds.
We didn't call her already.
I know.
I just can't believe human beings. So we didn't even talk. We didn't even address the letter.
Okay.
Yet. Didn't even address the letter. We're like, this is so stupid. We're going to mock it.
Here's the letter. this husband and wife spent a lot of time with this other couple. And this other couple, they love to baby talk each other.
My little toot face.
Oh, gosh. Makes me want to die.
People still do this. Come on, Leslie. Someone's got to pick up.
Paul has been forwarded to an
audio. We're done. We're done.
Oh, wait. Phone's ringing.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey!
So nice to hear a voice.
Yeah. I was hoping to go on the air with this your morning show.
Yeah.
They're talking about nicknames and...
Are you our little star snuggle buddy?
You know, I could be, but I'd prefer not to be called that ever.
You just our little Poogie Bear Starmie member?
You are lobster butter.
You're just calling in for our morning show, you little buttercream.
Are you done?
I mean, I feel like I'll never be done because I'll never stop loving you, little Pookie Bear.
So, I have a wife, and I have tons of adorable nicknames for her.
So adorable.
Her name is Megan, right? So, she gets Nutmeg. When it's cold, she gets Megskimo. In Chinese restaurants, she's Meg Roll.
Little Meg Roll.
She has potato butt.
What?
And I don't know if that's a thing or like
you tell your girl, your wife, that she's got a potato butt?
No, she tells me I am potato butt.
Oh.
So she calls me potato butt. That's her loving nickname.
Huh. Yeah. All right. Why do you talk like that? You
know. Why do I talk like that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't use the baby voice for sure.
Yeah, but how do you know? How do you know you don't? I bet you do.
I bet you do, little snuggle bumpkin.
You don't even realize it because you're doing it right now.
No. I always talk like that to my bros.
Yeah.
I always talk like that to my bros, you know? The bros are, they're candy panties and snuggle wumpus and you know.
Candy panties?
Mick Handsome.
What'd you say?
Don't worry about it,
Mick Handsome.
Yeah, man. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Well, you have a good day now.
Thank you for calling. I was just so happy you called us. Okay. I'm going to vomit everywhere.
Blech.
Liveline has blown up. We have like 20-something texts to read here. This is ridiculous. Somebody said just make fun of them until they stop speaking that way or until they stop contacting you.
Just make fun. Start making fun of them? That's a good idea.
Somebody wants you to call your old work wife. See if old Aaron Poo will... answer. Could you imagine calling Buck?
You know what?
Like,
I think Buck used to talk like this to his...
Are you serious?
His wife, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Now that I think about it. Didn't you, Aaron?
Okay.
Nobody's picking up our phone calls right now, so...
Yeah, it's awful.
I don't know what's going on. The letter we got... someone needs our opinion. They go out with this couple a lot. They enjoy them. They love hanging out. But there's that one thing. The problem is they baby talk all the time. They have annoying nicknames for
each
other.
They're adults?
They don't have to use the simple honey or babe. It's super...
See, but on the flip side, babe always gets me. Hey, babe.
You don't like babe?
Babe. No, it sounds like, hey, babe. Super like bro.
I heard you call Chrissy the other day your old lady.
I have never called her.
Yeah,
hey, old lady.
My old lady. I gotta call
lemonade.
My old lady and find out
lemonade.
If I go out with the boys.
See, you're making me say weird things. I don't even like lemonade. Call my old lady. I've never called her that.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Usually it's just Chris. Hey, Chris, can you blah, 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 blah? I have no romantic bone in my body.
The letter goes on to say, I love them as friends, but I really need the baby talking cutesy names to stop when we're out in public together. How can I ask them in the nicest way possible to stop? So 585 live, you can text in 585-5483. We just tried to call a few of our close friends and family and nobody picked up. Oh, my wife said, did I miss her call? Too late. Can I call you?
Okay. Don't text. That
my
doesn't...
little lobster roll.
Okay. You can't call her lobster roll because roll implies something. It's like Chubbins. You can't do that.
My little shrimp tempura.
Okay. Gosh, you're an idiot.
My
you're
spicy tuna.
I think I'm good. It's the fact that you're terrible at this.
I name all of my cutie names.
After sushi Asian
rolls.
Dishes.
Sushi rolls.
My little Mugu Gai pan.
Mugu Gugu.
My little General Tso's chicken.
Mudu. Poo poo platter. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Okay, so let me tell you guys something. Carrie Fisher saw George Michael in heaven, and she goes, George Michael, I'm your biggest fan. I have every record except one. And George Michael goes, your lack of faith is disturbing.
That was
hang up on yourself.
That was
no, come on, guys.
That was pretty good.
And on a serious note, I'm surprised Boy George, out of all three of them, is still alive, including Prince. Yeah. I thought he would have been the first to kick the bucket.
Yeah.
Just saying.
He has abused his life, man.
Boy George.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy George should have, like, yeah. Wow. The tough, what is it? The tough die hard.
Yeah, man. Wow.
Okay.
That joke was epic, though. Thank you.
I don't know about that.
What? Come on. Your lack of faith? Faith? Come on.
I get it.
It's a record by George Michael. Okay.
I get it.
Somebody said, when I say my wife's real name, it just sounds weird because we never call each other by our name unless we're angry. You know, that's true. Somebody said, I call my wife woman. Woman! When referring to my husband, I call him husband. See, speaking to each other, we call each other mom and dad. And when I'm angry, he's Adam or something I can't say. Becca!
Becca! Potty mouth.
He's a little potty mouth. Little potty mouth.
Hello.
Hello, my little tempura roll.
Hi.
What are you doing today, Snuggus? Snuggus, Snuggus.
We're on the air. We're on the air.
Oh, great. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Well,
welcome to the show.
How's my little spicy tuna today?
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean, what's wrong with me? How are you?
Are you hungry?
Huh? What?
Why are you calling me sushi roll?
You know, we come up with these cutie little names for each other, and I just wanted to share them on the radio with everybody.
Yeah, Leslie, what are your favorite nicknames that he calls you?
Go right ahead. You can share them.
You call me babe a lot.
You like to call me your little Big Mac.
Okay.
I do?
Yeah.
Isn't that an oxymoron?
What?
Isn't that an oxymoron, little Big Mac?
Maybe a little double-double.
No, I don't think I call you that. I call Vader my Mugu Gai Pan.
That's true. You know what? She actually does baby talk Vader. I totally forgot.
I do.
You do. You baby talk our dog.
I totally call Vader my Mugu Gai Pan.
You never baby talk me, and you always just do that to Vader. Our little obese dog.
Because remember, I do that to you. You get hungry, and you want to go eat something.
That's true. Okay.
Just kidding.
Good time to hang up now.
I'm just kidding.
Are we going to see you at the gym today, girl? Come on, you got to go to the gym. Let's go to the
I'm
gym.
Going. I'll
it's
be
a good
there.
Workout today. All right, good.
Yeah.
Goodbye, wife. I love you.
All right, okay, goodbye.
Oh, we'll see you soon.
Aww, okay. Bye.
Oh, God.
My little vanilla ice cream.
I got to tell you, man. You're terrible at that.
I am. I can't do it.
You were terrible. Ugh. You were seriously rolling, just running down the sushi list.
I was. And then I went to the McDonald's list because those are the only two menus I know.
What about California roll?
A little spicy California roll.
There's no spicy California roll. It's
you want
just
it spicy? I'll put some
spicy
salsa
tuna
on there.
Maybe. Spicy
I'll put some
salmon
spicy
roll.
Sauce on my California roll. Okay. Phil Collins Day, everybody. No more baby talk. The live line's blown up, so we'll get to some of those text messages. 585 live.
Oh my gosh, Farmington. Best comment ever. My husband and I had pet names before we separated for 5 years. Got back together and the pet names were gone. Break your friends up for a while and then get them back together. They'll stop calling each other stupid names.
The Hawk in Paris. Frozen Heart, Star 88. Good morning. Phil Collins Day, 808.
High today of 54 degrees. Traffic. Oh, no. I-40 West at Eubank. That's exit 165. There's an accident reported that is blocking things up. And Louisiana Boulevard North at Zuni. There's been an accident blocking two lanes. Let's see. I-25 if you're traveling northbound before the Big I. Also, just regular backup there. And I-40 traveling eastbound. Man, getting backed up there as well. That's your look at traffic.
This is another one of my favorites.
How many times can I say I'm sorry? How many times?
Right here, guys. This is the part of the song that I think I like the most. It goes, you know. Darn it, I missed it. So embarrassed
how
right now.
Many times can I say I'm sorry?
I got this. You got this?
How many times
there you go.
Know you can run and you can hide? But I'm not leaving this. You come with me. We had our problems,
man. Phil yeah. Collins Day. Sorry, Chip. It's Phil Collins Day. Gotta do it.
Why are you saying sorry?
You know, because you know he's just blowing up my phone right now going, move on from Phil Collins,
move
boys.
Move on. If it's not Jimmy Buffett, I don't want to hear it. Fine.
585 Live, you can chime in.
Oh, and people are.
Yeah, we were talking about this letter we got. My friends are embarrassing in public. This couple, they enjoy their friends, but man, they love to baby talk each other.
Ugh.
It's annoying. They have these annoying nicknames. My little toot face, stinker binker, my little lobster love. We love them as friends, but gosh, we can't stand the baby talk. How can you ask, what's the nicest way possible? Do you just confront them nicely and say, guys, I can't do it anymore with the baby talk? Or do you make fun of them? I like the whole make fun of them because maybe they'll stop. But then maybe they won't stop.
Right. Oh, good news. My wife has not been listening this morning.
Yes. I can't wait to see how she reacts.
People are chiming in because there's people are on both sides. Somebody said, one, I love this song. And two,
so good.
There are spicy California rolls from Trader Joe's. I just sent my husband to work with some this morning. So lay off of Dex.
Thank you.
I apologize. I've been married to my husband for 17 years. And when me and my husband talk to each other with our baby talk, it drives our kids crazy. They make gagging noises and everything. I call him Boo Boo. Bobo? And he calls me Sugar Booga. Oh, gosh.
Why do they have to be so
dumb?
Stupid.
I don't know. Somebody else said, I love that Leslie's first thought is, what's wrong? Are you hungry?
Okay. That's okay.
My friend and his wife have nicknames for each other, and his wife is the worst at using baby talk when she's trying to be affectionate towards him. I did tell my bro that I couldn't stand it, and he talked to his wife about cutting back when I'm around. That comes from Colorado Springs. Thank you. Man, so many people chiming in. Liveline chimed in and said, I call my man my lover. Okay. Somebody else said, my girls and I are laughing so hard right now. Thank you for the giggles this morning. I can't think of, like, I call Chrissy honey, I think. Hey, honey. So I'll start with honey.
Does she call you honey? What does she call
you? I don't know.
She call you babe?
No. Usually it's Steven.
Steven!
In that tone. Steven.
Hello, Steven. This is your wife, Chrissy.
Okay. And I'm like,
call Chrissy and baby talk her.
Yeah, let's get a Starmie call in first.
Good morning. You there?
Hi.
Okay. Hello.
How are you doing?
Hey, man.
I know you guys are talking about this letter that you guys got about baby talk and everything like that.
Yes.
The advice that I really have for the guy is, you know what? If you really love your friends as much as you say, while it may be annoying, turn the camera inward and see that we're all not perfect. Just let them live their life, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, but what if it was really annoying?
It is kind of obnoxious.
You know, it's...
Shouldn't you point... I've listened to you guys for almost a year.
Okay, that's funny. That's funny. But you know, here's
that
the thing.
That was phenomenal.
That's funny and all. But on that note, let's say
I would want somebody to point out if I was annoying my friends or a friend, I would want them to point it out.
But is it obnoxious because you just can't stand it, or is it really obnoxious?
It's really obnoxious.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the question.
There you go. Thank you, Kevin. This is Kevin, right?
It's Travis, but...
Oh, man. It's so not, close. You sound like our buddy Kevin out in Las Cruces. You guys have a very similar infectious laugh.
Well, we're down here, so I'm down here too, so...
Oh, that's cool. Well, all right.
Get together.
Man, there you go. You guys just travel in packs and have the same laugh. Thanks, Las Cruces.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Travis. Right,
you guys have a good one.
You too. That's hilarious. He really sounds like a listener out in Las Cruces named Kevin.
338-3700. Good morning.
Good morning, my little Dexter Noodly Noodle.
Okay. I don't know what to say.
I can't forget my Stevie Weenie.
Oh, no. You can't say that on the radio.
Yeah, you can. Why not?
Yo-yo doll.
It kind of rhymes. That when you do pet names, it has to kind of rhyme.
That's true.
Oh, gosh. I mean, we both tensed up because we're uncomfortable because it's so weird.
It's not my wife talking to
me
like that.
Do you really use pet names ever? Like, ever?
Not really, no.
Yeah.
Well, with kids, I do.
Okay. All right.
I do have a coworker whose daughter and son-in-law both call each other Biscuit.
Biscuit?
Biscuit.
Yep.
Hey,
same
Biscuit.
Nickname for each other.
That's weird.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Wow. Bye, my little Starmy Warmy.
Okay. I just realized I have a pet name for my best friend, Joey Belleville.
What is it?
Brodus.
Oh, you do, huh?
I call him Brodus every time. Brodus! What is that, my bro?
Brodus!
In fact, if I called him right now, he'd be like, Brodus! I'm willing to bet. We call each other Brodus. And that's, in fact, how Brody got his name. I wanted to name Brody after Uncle JoJo, but I didn't want to name him Jose, because Joey's real name is Jose Manuel.
That's my real name.
Shut up. No.
It is.
No, your real name's Joseph, you idiot.
No.
His real name.
No, it's Joseph.
Your real name with me is Ya Dumb.
That's true.
So I guess I have a nickname
for
you.
That's my cutesy woozy, you dumb.
You dumb. Okay, I'm going to try this. I need to think of some names before I go into this.
No, man.
You went in cold and you started calling your wife like sushi rolls.
Get in cold, man.
Oh, just don't call her stupid things.
Because if you don't know, Chrissy is more, how do I say this politely?
Professional than I am?
Yes. Let's fast forward that.
Okay.
There we go. Let's go.
Hi, baby.
Hey.
How are you, Honey Bunches?
Why are you calling me Honey Bunches?
What do you mean? It's just because I love you, because you're my little squishy-wishy. I just love you so much, my little cuddly-waddly.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Oh, my gosh. Abort. Get out.
But, baby...
What'd you do?
I didn't do... That's hilarious.
Wow. What'd you do?
See? We called Leslie, and Dex started talking like an idiot, and she thought he was hungry.
Yeah. She was like, are you hungry? Do you need
Because he was
food?
Like calling her sushi roll names. Because he was terrible at this, and you just assume I'm in trouble. Wow. I call you pet names, Honey Bunches.
Oh,
yeah. No, you don't.
My little squiggly wiggly. I'm a little... I got nothing.
Yeah.
I think of names for our kids. I'm like, I call my kids Turd Bucket.
Wow. You call... What?
Yeah.
You can't say that to your kids.
I just realized. I'm like, I have pet names for everybody else. I call my dog Dumbledore because he acts like an idiot.
Wrong.
I call my kids Turd Buckets.
That is not cool.
And I call my best friend Brodus. But my wife, I don't know.
Call her wife?
I call you Honey.
Yeah, Honey.
What, do you have any pet names for me, my little squishy? My little tush of love?
Sveven.
Yeah, she calls me Sveven. She calls me Sveven.
Sveven.
No, Sveven.
Sveven.
That's, I actually have like a stein with that engraved in it because that was my baby sister's nickname for me growing up was Sveven.
I found out he didn't like it, so I started calling him that.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. I hate it. So she calls me Sveven. My full nickname growing up was Sveven Jorgensen.
Leslie does the same thing. She calls me Josephina because I hated that growing up because I sounded like a little girl when I was little. And my grandpa Toth called me Josephina. And so, of course, Leslie She knows I hate it, so she calls me Josephina.
Oh, man.
Why do you wives do that to us?
Yeah. Can't think of any good nicknames for me?
No.
No.
That's wonderful.
You don't have any pet names for me.
It could drive you crazy in other ways, huh?
Yeah. You know, I'm just trying to think. You don't have any love for me. You have no pet names for me.
We call you honey and baby and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sveven.
All the normal ones.
All the normal ones. Yeah. We got a letter.
What did I call? Oh, there's a... I used to have another nickname for you.
Oh.
I don't know if I can say it on the radio.
What was your nickname? She said... Okay. I just realized she did have a nickname for me.
That's it.
And we were at, speaking of embarrassing, we were at a leaders retreat in Ruidoso, New Mexico. Right? Wasn't it like Ruidoso, honey? We were... And
yeah, I was in Ruidoso.
We're doing...
Cook Canyon,
yeah.
Ranch.
And it's like with the pastor and the elders, like the leaders of the church that we were at then. And we were doing this stupid game, and it was like, I think that was it. It was what?
Game of Things.
And it was like something you call your significant other, something like that, right? And Chrissy wrote this one down to all of the leadership of the church and the pastor and everybody. And after that, everyone called me this.
Oh, no.
At the church retreat. Chrissy?
What was it?
Butternuts.
Oh, my God.
She used to call me Butternuts. And it was like... just the worst. And then after that,
my
pastor, the leaders, everyone. Hey, Butternuts.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. And I'm like, cool, man. I hate you. So
yeah, stop it.
Not you, baby.
So nice.
Well,
yeah.
Not you. I was talking about everybody else.
That's hilarious.
That just took that name and ran with it. I love you, my little. I have nothing. I keep trying to come up with things, and I keep wanting to say my squishy, but that's like from Finding Nemo.
There is no such thing as what you just said.
That's from a cartoon.
That's what I call Brody.
A little squishy.
My little squishy.
Yeah, my squishy.
And I call him Turd Bucket.
Can we stop talking about this? I'm getting
So we got a letter. Honey, you work it. You're a professional. We're idiots, so we don't know. We got a letter from a Starmie member, and their friends, they go out all the time, and this couple calls each other the dumbest names. What are some of the names?
My little toot face.
Toot face.
Stinker binker.
Stinker binker.
Poodle dumpling.
Poodle dumpling?
My little lobster love.
Yeah. And they want to know, like, how to handle it. And I'm like, I don't know. Stop being friends with stupid people.
Anymore.
Thank you. Okay, good.
Wow. All right.
That's my wife. That's why we have no friends.
Hey.
That's why we have no friends.
Exactly. Friends don't come along very often.
Oh, my gosh. Farmington just chimed in. It's a wife who said, I used to call my husband Baby Head because he has a small head.
Oh, my gosh.
Little noggin. Just a little nog. Little noggin. See, you guys come up with, like, mean names. Oh, it's the worst. All right. Well.
Because we love you.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Thanks, Chrissy.
Love you.
You're welcome. Love you guys. All right. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
What'd you do? That was her immediate response.
What'd you do?
Gosh. Tempe, Arizona chimed in and said, Steve-O's wife wins. Game over.
Yeah.
She was immediately, like, inquisitive as to what I have done.
Okay. Well, it's up to you whether or not, you know, the people that wrote in, it's up to you whether or not you want to possibly ruin your friendship.
But you want it? No, that's not fair because if their friends are, so immature. Somebody else chimed in and said, what's the nicest way you can tell your friends you're sick of their drama or whining? That's annoying too. Let's just fix every annoying thing about our friends so they can be perfect like us. Thanks, Becca. Becca, the photographer who totally took our picture for our billboards.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't really, like, I've seen it from the freeway. We need to go take a photo of it.
By the way, Steve-O,
yeah.
People are bullying you on the live line. Everybody's calling you Butternuts now.
Oh, good. Hey, that Butternuts, so awesome. That's from El Paso. Thanks, Chrissy, for that one. Ken from Santa Fe, really loved the show this morning, singing right along with you guys. Okay. Some Phil Collins in there.
Beautiful.
The friends need to stop violating his audience of friends.
Yeah.
Somebody else chimed in and said, I'll call my husband Baby Love or Love Dove.
Love Dove.
But we rarely do it in front of other people.
Yeah.
We're not those kind of people who do baby talk to adults or children or dogs. Though they say they do call their kids poop stick.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's some good advice. If you are listening right now and you like to call each other these baby names and talk baby talk, do it when you're not around
in the
other
privacy
people.
Privacy of your own home.
Just
Stop it.
I don't know. But Oklahoma just chimed in and said, but what's the difference between a pet name and a nickname? Because that's true. Because Sveven was my nickname growing up. It wasn't a pet name. My sister used to say it all the time. Drove me crazy. Those aren't pet names. Those are like nicknames.
That's true.
Huh?
That is true.
Yeah.
Thank you for writing in.
Yeah.
We love you guys.
It's a good question. I'm so sorry you're stuck with those friends.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like they're ready to move on because they can't handle it. I would try the best advice I think we got this morning for you is maybe try and make fun of it. You know, call them out on it and then see how they handle it.
Here's what you do. You and your spouse one up the game and just come up with even dumber names.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what, my obnoxious friends? We're going to win this battle. Ain't that right, Booger Wooger?
I love you so like, much.
What? Yeah, man. Sorry. I'm new at the game. But we're playing.
It's on.
Somebody chimed in and said, LOL, you jokesters and my widow funky monkeys. Somebody else chimed in, and sadly, they pooped their pants once time, and their friends gave them the nickname Caca Shortes. That is terrible. I'm so sorry.
Stop it.
I promise you I'll never call you that.
Man.
Somebody else just chimed in and said, the morning invasion with Dex and Butternuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. It just rings. It just rings.
Chris is just trying to say my wife is listening and texting me. Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
You guys make our morning great. Love you guys. Hashtag Butternuts.
Thank you.
Somebody else just trying to say, hands down, the funniest segment you've done in a long time. I'm dying, which means we just need to try harder because we didn't even try this morning. Great. Is that right, Dexy Wexy?
Real life, guys.
Can I call you Sexy Dexy?
No.
My little Sexy Dexy.
Stop it.
Come on. What rhymes with Joe? A little Joseph. Joseph. These are terrible.
Joe Schmo.
That's a bad one.
Joe Blow.
Yeah, it's also a bad one.
Joe Crow.
Man, you're really good at rhyming.
You're really good. It's Phil Collins Day. It's his birthday. It's also DJ Bossman Dan's birthday today.
That's right! I didn't even say happy birthday
yet! No, you did it!
And I knew it! I even knew it!
Ah! 585 Live, you guys can chime in.
How many times can I say I'm sorry?
Well, apparently, when we come back, we will talk about an Albuquerque man trying to benefit from Dion's Ranch.
Oh, no.
The Dion's Ranch shortage.
Of course.
People still losing their minds over Dion's Ranch. And I got to tell you, I tried the new ranch.
I don't want to know. Don't you tell me.
I'm
going
to tell you guys what I think about it.
Oh, no.
We'll be right back.
Some people are still being detained at airports across the country. Others have been let go after a judge in New York barred the Trump administration from deporting anyone with a valid visa.
All this controversy over the president's immigration orders coming is his full cabinet is still not in place.
Only three of President Trump's cabinet-level members have been confirmed and sworn in. Democrat Senator Dick Durbin says it's not their fault things are moving slowly.
In this case with the Trump nominees, even up to the day of the hearing, many of our committees were not received the required legal documents from these nominees.
The multiple personality thriller Split took first place at the box office.
The Mass was underway in Newark, New Jersey, marking the anniversary of Baseball Hall of Famer Roberto Clemente's death when, say police, Charles Miller got up, went to the altar, and punched Auxiliary Bishop Manuel Cruz in the mouth. Miller now charged with assault. Motivation unknown.
The Pentagon saying one service member has been killed, three others wounded in a raid in Yemen targeting a branch of Al-Qaeda.
Whoa, hey, good morning. Phil Collins Day. Nothing but Phil Collins.
You can't hurry, no. No, you just have to wait.
Phil Collins, 66 years old today. DJ Bossman Dan turning 18 years old today.
Nice. That's nice.
8:32.
High today of 54 degrees.
Man, that accident on I-40 West at Eubanks, pretty bad. Went from orange to red. Red means stopped. There's also an accident blocking two lanes, Louisiana Boulevard North at Zuni. And it looks like there's a vehicle on fire!
Oh, boy.
That's I-25 North at Montgomery, exit 228. That's your look at traffic this morning.
Traffic!
It's a game of give or take.
Whoa, whoa. Whoa. Our Whoa. CD player skip?
I guess so. I mean,
welcome to the show, Dex and Steve-O.
Music just does something, man.
Phil Collins does something.
I watched a video this weekend on the old Facebooks because, you know, when on Facebook, always watch comedy videos instead of everything else that's happening in the world because you just want to drown away all the sorrows and the chaos. It was grown-ups that had headphones on watching music videos, and they weren't allowed to sing or dance. And everybody just sat there trying to watch these epic songs like Bohemian Rhapsody and NSYNC, Bye Bye Bye.
Yeah,
all these
hard.
Like really catchy songs. Every single one of the people failed on one any one given song because you just can't all of a sudden like have what you'd be like, oh, I moved my shoulder.
That's a good game.
I'm dancing. Oh, or started singing, forgetting like once I hit the chorus or something. Music does something, man.
No, it actually does. Scientifically, it does something to ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, you can Google it and look at it. It's great.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, I guess I could, but...
You know what I'm trying to do more of, Steve-O?
What?
I'm trying to realize when I need to stop talking because I'm just going to sound like an idiot. Because I don't know what I'm talking about half the time. So I just need to pump the brakes and just stop talking because, you know, I thought about this over the weekend with Facebook because my buddy, I don't want to say his name, but one of my friends on Facebook who I know, he's a school teacher and he posted something the other day. He just said he was just fed up. He was over it. He said, My Facebook newsfeed has been taken over.
Yeah, dude. Ugh.
And I'm sick of it. So
nightmares.
Either I'm going to just start jumping in and sharing what I feel, you know, about the whole political state, or I'm just gonna, you know, ditch my Facebook page for a while and you guys can call or text me when you want to get a hold of me.
I like that.
And it's true. It's just so negative and gross and
I'll jump on, like, kind of sporadically, but not, yeah.
Well, it's...
My friends can text me or call me, and I agree.
It made me think about, you know, how I need to watch what I say, because so many people on Facebook are saying just the dumbest things.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't know what they're talking about.
They're regurgitating sound bites. That's where our culture is right now. A lot of us hear something that sounds good on the news or maybe in a sermon or somewhere, and we go, yeah, man, I'm going to take that and run with it.
Yeah.
And then we do, and it can be wrong at times. So I've seen so much back and forth this weekend that I'm just like, I don't even know where to, you know, I was just watching Carl Lentz actually this weekend, a good friend of mine. Well, Brandon, the Thigpins. They're out there in Brooklyn, so he goes to Hillsong NYC. Carl Lentz this weekend, man, phenomenal message. Talking about what was happening in their city, because they're in New York City, and man, right down the way, JFK Airport, it was chaos.
Yeah.
People, I mean, just protesting. They were shutting down terminals because there were so many protesters because of this stay. I mean, they're like, hey, we're not letting people in. And then all of a sudden, you got this federal judge issuing a stay on the executive order, and it was just... chaos. But you know what? I think that's why we're not deeply covering stuff like that, because you see enough of that on Facebook, on just social media in general, and we kind of just want to laugh and enjoy our day. So
right.
And it's Phil Collins Day, bro.
That's one of the things I thought about is, you know, A, I don't want to talk anything political ever.
Right.
And I understand why our boss says to stay away from it.
It's true.
And
that's one,
number two,
one of the good things Chip says.
Yes, it's true. Good job, Chip. Chippers.
He's been around, man. He knows his stuff. I have a nickname for Chip.
What?
I just realized I got my pet name. Chippers or Chipples.
Chipples.
I just love him so much.
But yeah, it made me think about how I want to get better at just shutting my mouth, you know, and try not to act like I know.
Yeah.
Or if I don't know, just winging it. I think you guys need to do the same thing on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, if you're going to talk politics, you really have to have had classes on history. You have to know
what you're talking about. You have to be educated, and you have to not just that. I think when we just lose sight of the other side.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it becomes these sound bites on both sides. And then we are like, I got to respond to this sound bite with my own sound bite instead of getting the big picture and actually taking a look at mm-hmm. situations. I think it's a constant reminder of the book of James chapter 3, because it talks about this. Whether you're a Christian listening or a non-believer listening, it doesn't matter to me, because I believe that God's word is inerrant. I believe that it is useful and it can instruct us in our lives. And I challenge anybody who said, well, I don't care because I don't believe what the Bible says. These words are pretty important, man.
Yeah.
In the book of James, talks about the fact that we all stumble. Like, we all fall short. We all stumble in many ways. And if anybody doesn't stumble in what he says, well, he's a perfect man. He's able to bridle his whole body. But we know that there are none perfect. Therefore, we're all going to mess this up with our tongues. But it talks about that if we put bits in the mouths of horses, and they obey us, we guide the whole body as well. Or looking at a ship, they have these crazy ships, and then they've got this tiny little rudder that guides them. And they talk about the fact that the tongue is a small member. God's word says, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell, man. So it talks about how this tiny little member of our body, like one stupid thing on Facebook, one
can ruin someone's life.
Costly phase, yeah.
How many times have we ruined someone's reputation because
right.
of our tongue?
And how many times have we just said something out of arrogance, out of a lack of understanding, out of just ignorance? Or maybe you go out on the weekend, you have too much to drink, and you just spout stupidity.
Mm.
Dude, we gotta mind our tongue, man. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. And right now, it just seems like if somebody says something on Facebook, 17 other people have to chime in with a response. And there's no real, like, there's no real conversation happening. There's no real love happening. Carl Lentz this weekend at Hillsong NYC was talking about the fact that, hey man, the government's job is to legislate the peoples, right? So they're like, hey, we're going to bring about laws. We're going to do these things. That's their job. But the church's job is to love. And we need to be helping those who cannot help themselves. We need to be advocates for the refugees and for those victims who are just, you know, like that's our job. And let the government, they're going to do their thing. They're the government. They're going to regulate things. They're going to bring about change, whether good or bad. I mean, that's what they're going to do. But we in turn fight that with love. With everything we have, with love, love, love. You know, some good friends of ours, the Clopezes. Man, I love them so much. Sherry, his wife, started this, I don't even want to say a business, because it's not a business. It's called Lovishly. And they create, like, hand-created jewelry, right? And each piece is like, well, this one is for resources. So this goes to this nonprofit organization. And like the proceeds go to all these different nonprofit organizations. And they started an actual physical store. And yesterday she was just there going, hey, hygiene products. This is what we're going to do. All right, church, today, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get this out to people who need. And they're out there just doing something rather than like being weekend keyboard warriors and just right. like, oh man.
And listen, Facebook is such a great tool to use to encourage
mm-hmm.
and to love and to entertain,
connect.
I mean, Facebook was first created for college kids so that they could stay in contact.
Yeah.
And then it was like family and friends could really stay connected. And now look at what it's turned into.
Yeah. It went from like connecting people to just dividing people. And both sides, like you're going to regurgitate one political party or one, you know, whatever it is, whether you love him or hate him as the president, like it's become so divisive.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
It is.
And it shouldn't be that way. It really shouldn't.
Oh,
so I have yet to post anything though, because I'm
not going to go down that road. And you know, don't feel like you have to respond if you don't agree with somebody. And if, if for some reason you feel like, you know, you want to unfollow them, then unfollow them, you know? I mean,
yeah,
that's really the only thing you can do. I mean, I don't know. All right, let's talk about Dion's Ranch.
Oh, no.
What's the latest on Dion's Ranch? Because we found last week.
This has made national news, and this is kind of crazy to me.
It really is.
I feel like there's bigger news in the world.
Dion's Ranch has gone away for a while, they say. It'll be back. It'll be back. But people have been losing their minds over Dion's Ranch disappearing. And, you know, we talked about it, how you even have some in your refrigerator, Steve-O, and we said, you know, you could probably make some money off of that.
I mean, it's Dion's Ranch, and people are going crazy.
Exactly. And I took the kids out last week, and we went to Dion's.
Oh.
And I brought home some ranch.
Why would you do this?
And you know what?
I don't want to know.
The kids and I actually liked it. We liked the fake Dion's Ranch.
That's hilarious. Most people will chime in on the live line when we were talking about the first one. I was like, it tastes like rubber.
What?
It's gross.
You guys are crazy. Because honestly, it almost tastes like Dion's Ranch. It's a little bit different, but it's definitely not Dion's Ranch, but I liked it. It wasn't bad. Well, there was a news report over the weekend about a man trying to benefit from Dion's Ranch dressing. Going bye-bye.
Dion's lovers all across Albuquerque left heartbroken after they announced earlier this week they would stop selling their salad dressings while it upgrades its production facility. That includes their super popular ranch dressing. The reaction from some customers...
I think we should declare martial law on the city or the state until they get it back.
But Callan Goudelet says here to save the day.
I ended up putting it on there for $100 and two for $150.
Oh my gosh. Good deal.
Goudelet says he posted the ad on Craigslist as a joke, but didn't realize how serious people would be about Dion's Ranch. That is, until he got some extreme offers.
This guy offered me $1,500 for the pair of them. I had someone else who offered me, what was it, $500 in food stamps.
Wow.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't accept EBT.
He isn't the only one trying to benefit on the shortage.
Okay.
Some people are trying to sell the full bottle of Dion's Ranch. They're listed on Facebook and Craigslist, ranging from $250 to $500 a piece. While some people think it's a little too much.
There's always going to be more ranch. I could go to another place.
Others say it's a great way to try and earn some extra cash.
I think he's brilliant. He's got a great idea. I mean, anybody... come up with that idea is pretty smart.
Even if Goudelet doesn't end up selling them, he says it was all in good fun and he has other alternatives for the fate of his two remaining ranch cups.
I'll probably just end up eating it myself.
And Goudelet tells me he will keep the ads up only for a few more days. And even though he doesn't expect them to sell, he says he would definitely take the offer if anyone is willing to buy them for that price.
Wow. Isn't that crazy?
I'm on Craigslist right now and there are currently 8 listings. The cheapest listing on here is 3 of those, the little cups.
Yeah.
You know, the little like one serving that you get with like a half a chef or something. $20.
$20.
There are only 2 bottles on here. They're sealed. Dude, one of them's at 100 and one of them's 250. That is stupid. Is it really that? I mean, I don't think anything. That's crazy.
I mean, if we knew that it was never coming back.
No, it's still not worth that.
People would probably be spending money to buy this stuff. But the fact that Dion's is saying it's coming back. That's probably why they're not.
Remember when Crystal Pepsi came out and it was like, it's limited. So you better buy it up. And I bought a case like an idiot.
Yep.
And then had one and was like, this is the sugariest drink. I still have like a case of Crystal Pepsi.
Box it up, man, and just store it in the garage. Because you know what? 20 years from now, it's going to be worth some money.
Yeah, but that's, I don't know.
You know what? We'll still be on the radio and we'll be doing a bit and we'll be like, man, we're going to try some 20-year-old Crystal Pepsi.
No, we're not, because the sugar content, like what happened is we got Crystal Pepsi and I was like, yeah. And then we started going to CrossFit and I'm like, no.
Yeah, that stuff is like pure sugar.
It's disgusting, dude.
So gross.
It is. Ugh. More like last night we were rocking the Royal Rumble and the kids were kicking it and, you know, everybody's like drinking water. And Chrissy's like, well, I mean, we do still have some of those Crystal Pepsi if we want to. I'm like, no, Chrissy.
No.
Diabetic coma, man.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll keep you updated on Dion's Ranch.
There's no Dion's Ranch on eBay, by the way. It's not that big of a crisis.
All right, before we get into some more headlines here, Steve Harvey, if you didn't know, last night was Miss Universe. You know what happened last year with Steve Harvey.
Columbia! Yeah.
He announced the wrong winner.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It was so embarrassing.
But you know what? He owned it like a man.
He sure did.
He seriously came back out and was like, ladies and gentlemen, look, this is what it says. Yeah.
Well, I didn't watch last night, but most of the world did. Ratings were high. They were high because they all wanted to see if Steve Harvey was going to mess up again. Let's find out if he does.
There are two women left, France and Haiti. Please join me.
France and Haiti?
Oh, no.
The new Miss Universe
get it right.
Colombia!
Yeah! Oh, no!
I'm kidding. He didn't do that.
Okay.
Now, Miss France won.
Oh, okay.
Miss France.
My stomach just...
Colombia!
Can you imagine if he just did that anyways? Colombia! Just kidding, guys! Woo!
I actually kind of wish he would have. Especially since he just said it was down to Haiti and France.
Yeah. Miss France won. But they actually, they were joking around about it.
All right, let's get it out the way. I know what you're thinking. Is that the guy from last year? Did they bring back that guy from last year? Well, they did. It's me. I'm back. Been a long year getting here, too, because, boy, I paid the price for last year. But one thing I learned in life, when you make a mistake, you just got to keep on moving forward, man. That's all. You just got to get up and go again.
That's right. Well, the new Miss Columbia, they had a little conversation last night. Do you think the Colombians love or hate Steve Harvey?
I feel like they gotta love that dude. Man, come on.
I'm gonna just ask this with myself. How do people in Colombia feel about Steve Harvey?
You wanted the truth?
No, just lie to me. Just lie.
A lot of people hate you, but...
Oh.
But me, no, I love you. The most important is... Te perdono y en el nombre de mi país.
What they say, Steve?
Sabemos que errar es de humanos.
Huh? Said, I went and saw the new Kevin James movie. It wasn't that great.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what I don't know why that was so important, but that's what she said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, that music was
It's
super
on nice. Netflix. Like he's got yeah.
I watched that. It was good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They don't like it in Colombia.
Okay.
That's what she said.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, there you go. Steve Harvey.
Maybe Columbia is just not a fan of people with two first names. They don't like Steve Harvey. They don't like Kevin James. I'm just saying.
You know what? You're
could
onto
be
something.
A thing.
A new Miss Universe has been crowned. Thanks to our judges, the contestants, and everybody watching.
I'm Ashley Graham. Good night or good morning from Manila.
And I'm Steve Harvey, and I got it right. Good night, everybody.
So great.
Good job, Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
I'm actually curious to see what the ratings are like if they're up, because that's the only reason why they asked Steve Harvey to come back, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm.
You make
I don't
a huge
know.
Mistake like that. Would
you know what, man? I was stoked that he got to do it again.
Sure,
I love that he
seems like a great guy.
He's like this advocate for like picking yourself back up and like moving.
Well, remember
forward.
When we were talking about his story?
Man.
He was homeless at one point.
Yeah. Yep.
Before now, this guy he's got a radio show. He's got, you know, Family Feud. No, it's Family Feud?
Yeah, dude,
Family
are you kidding
Feud.
Me?
He's got a daytime talk show.
The top five answers are on the board.
I mean, the guy's so show. Busy. He's just millions and millions of dollars now. But before, he was actually, when he was married, he left his wife. Not like
right.
really left her, but
right.
he said, I'm going to go and make myself,
yep.
I got to do something. I can't, if I don't leave and get out there and tour and do my comedy stuff, I will never make it.
Yep.
And so he would sleep in his car. He said there were times when he couldn't even bathe. And he just kept pushing and pushing and pushing until finally he made it. He got his big break.
That's incredible, man.
Yeah, but at the same time, remember, he was also talking about his wife said she was going to leave him because he put all of that in front of them.
Yeah. That's yeah, but I struggle with that.
I know, right?
Because as a spouse, you want to champion what you believe they're called to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Steve Harvey, he proclaims Jesus.
Sure.
That dude's a believer, and you hear him speak, and especially like last year after his mistake, it was a big deal, man. That was obviously international news. Yeah. I mean, it was universal news. Mars, they just lambasted
Mars,
him.
Yes.
Neptune, Mars. They were like...
Venus.
Yeah.
I get it.
But he came back, man.
He came back.
Colombia!
Oh, no. It was France, actually. It was France.
Yeah, he won't be vacationing in Colombia.
It's just a reminder that, man, for those of us that call ourselves Christians, man, if you are a follower of Jesus, you know, we're going to get hurt at times. People are gonna mess up in your world. They are going to make mistakes. And how much greater is it to just show them love and forgiveness the way that we've been forgiven by Jesus? You know, like it talks about in Romans, you know, like there's no difference whether it was like Jew or Gentile, like none of that, because for all have sinned, like we all fall short of the glory of God. So I never want to be at a place where it's like, I can't believe they did that. I would never blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like we are all capable of so much because we're fallen. Like we're capable, and maybe it's not the same sin, but we're all capable of sin. And so, yeah, I love that Steve Harvey got to do that.
Yeah.
It's really cool, man.
You know, and I'm in a situation right now. I'm not going to say what it is, but, you know, I upset a friend because, you know, they feel like I had done something that they didn't agree with.
Okay.
And how should we react when a family member or a friend is upset with us because we hurt them in some way, but we don't feel like we did anything wrong?
Do you want my comical answer or the real answer?
The real answer.
I mean, it depends on the situation, but
I think no matter what it is, we have to
humble ourselves
and say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, not sit there and go, I don't agree with it, but say, I'm sorry that I hurt you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. If somebody's hurt, I mean, that's still their perspective. That's
right.
Their point of view. Like, no, man, you wronged me. And even if you don't believe you did, like, okay, you humble yourself. You ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
And then it's on them, because then, like, if they have that consuming, no, I'm not going to forgive you, then that's squarely on them. There's there's nothing you can do about that.
And it's sad because that's the situation I'm in. You know, it's,
let's call him right now.
Okay. Let's do it. Here's his number. Got a 505. You imagine?
No. No, I cannot, because we would not do that.
This isn't the Buck and Dex show. Come on. This is Dex and Steve-O show.
Oh, man. What?
What?
Oh.
We used to do stuff like that all the time. Probably why we're not doing a radio show
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But whatever. If you are, guys, humble yourself. No matter what you did, if you feel like you were not in the wrong, hey, humble yourself. You know, I think that's the best thing we can do. Steve Harvey is he's a good little role model for us.
Speaking of, somebody on the live line just chimed in and said, "You know what's funny? Every time you guys play one of the preachers on a break, it sounds like Steve Harvey to me." Cool, man.
Go, man.
Can we get a 2 minutes with Tony in here? Can we just make this happen for the Starmy member?
That's good. 585 live. 585-5483 if you'd like to text into the show. We got more headlines for you. The weirdest excuses people have used for being late to work.
Oh.
Also, good teacher or bad teacher. If we have time, we'll do this. This story is crazy. With teachers, the stupidest question teachers have ever had.
There are no stupid questions.
Yeah,
but
sure
here's a list of all of them.
No, these are.
Okay.
These are great. Diddly, diddly, won't you lose my number? We'll be right back. You're shown on anywhere that I can't.
Colony House, Lonely.
That band is so good.
Beautiful
so
band.
So good. You know, we're going to be hanging out with his dad not long from now.
You betcha. You betcha.
March 23rd, guys. Write it on your calendar. The Morning Invasion is taking a road trip to Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Well, I've been waiting.
That was, I hit that post so hard.
You nailed it. Good morning. Phil Collins Day. Apologize to all the Phil haters out there.
No, you don't apologize to them.
But now I know.
They obviously do not respect good music in our culture, man.
Phil Collins, 66 years old today.
Yeah.
Falling for.
So March 23rd, Las Cruces, New Mexico. Man. It's going to be awesome.
Talk to me.
We're going to be out there for the Rock and Worship Roadshow, broadcasting live once again. You know, some little bands out there called, dude, Derek Minor, phenomenal hip-hop artist. I'm so stoked for this one. Urban Rescue's going to be there. Jordan Feliz, Family Force 5.
Lil Awkward.
Passion's going to be there. Huh? No, Lil Awkward will not be there. Passion will be there with Kristen Stanfill. Ren Collective, Francesca Battistelli, and yes, Colony House's Pops. Stephen Curtis Chapman headlining the whole thing.
That's cool.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Pool Boy, you better make plans. This time we want to really hang out with you.
We want to kick it, Pool Boy, March 23rd.
We're staying at your house.
So Thursday, we're not staying at Pool Boy's house.
We're sleeping on your couch, buddy. We're going to Netflix
however,
it up.
However, that would be an we're gonna amazing
watch YouTube
Facebook
videos all
live
night
video.
Long.
March 23rd, guys, you write it down. The Morning Invasion. We are invading Las Cruces.
We had a great time last year. Looking forward to it. And it's two days. It's two nights. Yeah. How cool is that?
It's going to be fun.
We'll be out there for a couple nights.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife's stoked.
Oh, Leslie.
Oh, you're leaving?
I just told you about it, Leslie. Darn it.
Oh, gosh. You don't tell her anything.
Well, Steve-O wasn't supposed to make the announcement yet.
Well, listen, bro. We have this thing called the Google Calendar. You have an iPhone, man.
No.
You guys get a calendar going. Does she have an iPhone?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, get a family calendar going.
We got one.
Okay. You put it on the calendar. Now I have to go back and check and see if I even put it on the calendar. Nope, not on the calendar.
Good job.
Shoot. My bad.
Today is January 30th. 84 years ago in 1933, the Lone Ranger was heard on the radio for the first time.
He willed the ranch to his son, Larry. But within a week, Larry was accused of murder. And fled from the district. Jake Brimmer, Larry's uncle, took over the
floor in your living room.
We see him now in the cafe at River City,
huddled around the radio.
Well, you're ruining it because I haven't been able to pay attention. So. I don't know what they just said.
Jake, you've been stealing me off long enough.
Is that Tonto?
You pass me that sandwich over there.
Holding the paper you signed, confessing to the shooting of Bill Sweeney.
Pass me that Mountain Dew. Thank you.
I should never have signed it.
I don't recollect that you had much.
It ran for 2,956 episodes. Ended in 1955.
Gosh, can we do like an old-timey radio show one time?
That'd be fun.
Like the scratching in the background and then just like handing us scripts and stuff and we're just reading. Hello.
We should do that. We should have a story every morning.
Every morning?
Like Paul Harvey.
Who's going to write these stories for us?
Us? I feel like we could do a great job.
You know, much like in other ministries, what happens when someone leaves is they go, well, we could just fill that with you guys, right?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Tail left and it's like, do.
Yeah. We could just Google something.
We'll just write more stories.
We'll steal old Lone Ranger episodes. They'll never know. It was so long ago.
So long ago. We could really just redo the Lone Ranger story. I was waiting for the... Brunt, brunt, but you didn't have it. Oh, there it is!
The Lone Ranger.
Oh, man. I may be in the minority, but I loved that movie.
Get out of here.
No!
It was the worst movie
ever. The worst movie.
So bad.
Whatever. It was fun, man. It wasn't supposed to be this, like...
It was fun?
Everybody was... I don't know what you were expecting. It's The Lone Ranger, made by Disney.
Have you seen the Zorro movies?
Yeah.
Did you love them?
Yeah. Oh, they were good.
You and I have different tastes in
movies.
No,
they were good.
They were great.
Yeah. Lone Ranger was in the same vein.
No.
What are you talking about? That movie was awesome. Armie Hammer was great as the Lone Ranger.
Eh.
I thought Johnny Depp did a good job. I know people were like, I can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
Can't believe this is so racist. I'm like, did you ever see The Lone Ranger?
Yeah. Back in 1972 on this day, British soldiers in Northern Ireland killed 13 Catholic civil rights marchers.
Gosh.
On what became known as Bloody Sunday. You too wrote Sunday Bloody Sunday about it.
That was good.
There it is.
Got the news today. Man. There you go. See? Old Time Tuesdays.
Old Time Tuesdays.
We should do that. Can we do an Old Time Tuesday?
Yes, eh? Here we are.
Hi, everyone.
It's another episode of...
It's Monday. We can't do that yet.
Okay.
Old Time Tuesday.
Thank you,
Starmie.
Maybe.
Gosh, I'm writing that down.
If we have time, we'll do something like that.
Santa Fe just chimed in and said, I love the Lone Ranger movie, all caps. Somebody else chimed in and said, yes, Steve-O, Lone Ranger was amazing.
Yes.
Alamosa just chimed in and said, how dare you, Dex? It's a great movie.
Get out of here.
Thank you, Starmie.
Probably because you're an extra in it.
Dude, thank you. They just sided with me. That's so rare. Thanks, Starmie. I love you guys.
Unbelievable.
That movie was so fun. Did you see John... What was the other one? John Carter of Mars. Did you see John Carter?
Did you like it?
Yeah!
I thought it was good.
That was fun!
It was a fun movie.
I even like Prince of Persia. I like all those like Disney movies that are just...
Never saw that one.
What? It was fun.
All right.
It's fun. You're not supposed to be
Gods of Egypt?
Wow, that made me rethink my existence.
Gods of Egypt?
I mean, no, I didn't see Gods of Egypt.
That's a fun one.
Okay. You just got to go into it knowing, hey, this is a popcorn movie. It's going to be over the top. There's going to be some cheese to it. It's going to be fun. My kids love The Lone Ranger.
Okay.
And so I'm like, yeah, intended audience, intended purposes. Good job, guys. Great movie.
Good job. Good job, guys.
The Lone Ranger's so good. Oh, man. I'm going to go home and watch it for seven hours.
Probably have it on DVD.
It's like a seven-hour movie.
Okay, what are the stupidest questions teachers have ever heard? Okay, you mentioned before the break.
Yeah,
no such thing as a stupid question.
No such thing as a stupid question.
We've heard that. Well, that's a lie.
Okay,
that's just a straight up lie. Because once you get done with these. You're gonna think the same. Here is, according to teachers, the stupidest questions they've heard. Number one, how old was the average 18-year-old in 1942?
Wait. What kid asks that question? Is that real?
How old was the average 18-year-old in 1942? That was a question.
It's a good question, man. What, like 16?
Yeah, maybe 16, maybe 17. Yeah, it's different back then. Here's one that a teacher received from a student. How old do you have to be to smoke crack?
What?
Well, you know, if mom and dad haven't had the drug talk with you yet, and you don't know what it is...
That's a terrible question.
Maybe their parents, you know, I hate to say it, but
yeah.
Maybe it happens.
Gosh, that's awful.
Right?
That's just tragic. That just made me sad. I'm like, man, somebody needs the dare bear to go to that kid's house and hug him.
Number three. What are those pyramid-shaped things in Egypt called? That was a question that a teacher received. These are funny. In a high school health class, a kid asked, if you're sterile, can you pass it on to your kids? That's good. That's good.
Oh, okay.
Here's another one. The teacher said not paying taxes could get you incarcerated. And a kid asked, the government lights you on fire?
Oh.
The teacher said, no, incarcerated means imprisoned. You're thinking of incinerated. The student said, oh, wait, then what's taxidermy?
These are so dumb.
They're great.
No.
Teachers, what's the dumbest thing you ever heard?
Oh, man.
Let's put these kids on blast.
No, that's terrible. Especially now. You can't put kids on blast because you know what happens? You get fired. You post something funny on Twitter and then it's like, well, fired. Sorry, I lost my job.
Yeah. After a massive water shortage, one of the students said, can't we just fill up the reservoir with tap water?
Okay. Oh, man.
That is good, man. That is good.
Okay. Somebody just chimed in on the live line and said, dumbest question I was ever asked. I was working at Circuit City in the car audio bay. And I just finished installing a DVD player in this dude's car. He seriously asked me if he could call Comcast and put cable TV in his car.
Unbelievable.
Everybody knows you have to call DirecTV and get satellite in your DVD player. Gosh, what a dumb.
A mom, my mom is a teacher's assistant in a fifth grade class. A few weeks ago, a girl asked, are bears still real?
Maybe they live in like Arizona. They don't know. Are you kidding me? We made the grand mistake of watching a little film that Brody has now come to love called Jurassic World.
Oh.
He's 4.
Yeah. Did he love it?
I gotta say, parenting in your 30s is way different than when you're in your 20s.
Yeah.
It was like, with Jack, you know, it was like, well, I don't know, man, Blue's Clues kind of has some. And, you know, it was like, we were like,
yeah, you guys don't let your kids watch SpongeBob.
Oh, that's because weird. It's stupid. It's the worst. Oh, I hate that show. So, like, it was very regulated. Brody's 4, man. And he's like watching this, and
he wasn't
this
scared?
Weekend, this weekend he goes, Daddy, but where do the dinosaurs live? They're like, where do they live now?
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, baby, they're not around anymore. But like, can they come back? Like, what? Do they live in the mountains?
Oh
I'm
my just gosh. Like,
I've ruined my
you
4-year-old.
You ruined your 4-year-old.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, poor
no,
Brody.
Baby, this is just a movie about crazy human scientists genetically engineering things that don't exist anymore. I don't understand why your 4-year-old brain can't comprehend that. What a dumb.
Yeah, never take him to the museum where, you know, he can see T-Rex.
Yeah.
He'll lose his mind.
Just saying, kids. Some kids, they just don't know. Maybe they saw a movie and they're like, wait, bears? What's a bear?
Having kids is so much fun, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the questions that you get asked are just amazing. Love it. Love it. All right, let's jump into some headlines. And then if we have time, we'll do a good teacher, bad teacher. It's for Collins Day. Beautiful Monday.
According to a new survey, the average person is at work for 44 hours a week. But they're only productive for 29 of them. The main things that keep us from being productive are coworkers bothering us and too many meetings.
Yep.
Dude, preach it. We actually only have one meeting a week now.
You know what, that's
which
true.
Is pretty great.
That is nice.
I'm a fan of that. Is it time for 5 random facts?
And now it's time for
5
random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 5.
William Henry Harrison. He gave the longest inaugural anonymous.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4
Random facts. Man, it cut you off. It cut you off so fast.
Man.
You couldn't pronounce it. It's like, we're out.
Communion this weekend. A little too much communion wine. Okay, can I try again? Yeah, can I have a second shot, please?
Yeah, you can. Go
I
ahead.
Need my intro. It's time for 5 Grand Facts.
Okay.
William Henry Harrison gave the longest inauguration speech ever at 2 hours, even though there was bad weather in Washington, D.C. He also didn't wear a coat to show how tough he was, but then he got sick and died a month into his term.
Wow.
A month. Philadelphia cream cheese is named after the town of Philadelphia, New York, where cream cheese was originally produced. Number 3, Ferris wheels were originally called pleasure wheels when they were invented in the 1600s. You ever wonder what zip code stands for? The zip and zip code stands for Zone Improvement Plan. They were created in 1963 to help mail carriers deliver mail more efficiently to zip along their routes. That's kind of interesting.
That is.
And number 5, Ellen DeGeneres.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3,
Random
facts.
I made it all the way to 5.
Finish it out, buddy.
Ellen DeGeneres was offered the role of Phoebe on Friends and turned it down. So Lisa Kudrow ended up getting the role.
Can you imagine if Ellen...
dude. No way. It would have been a completely different show.
I don't think so.
No, dude.
Ellen could have pulled it off.
It's my jam, yo.
Ellen could have made it even better.
I don't know. Different wit. Different comedy. Completely different comedy style. I loved how spacey Phoebe was.
Well, do you think Ellen would have played the same character? Kind of a spacey...
I don't. No. I don't think... maybe, though, actually, because she's pretty great at Dory, but that's just voice acting. A little different.
Yeah.
Phoebe's so great. Wow. She could. Maybe she could have. I could see that.
Maybe on like Earth 5, that's probably what it's like.
Earth 5.
You know Ellen's.
Good old Supergirl and the rest of the DC universe just giving everybody the multiverse idea.
Mm-hmm.
Ellen DeGeneres was Phoebe on Friends.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Sorry I messed that up. I tried so hard.
We have a billboard now. I need you to be professional.
I'm trying, man. Whatever. Our billboard, you're on the phone.
Yeah, I'm a professional making a call.
Speaking of professionals, Steven just chimed in and said he tried to call us back this morning. Well, it's too late, Steven.
Too late, man. Why don't you give him a call so we can tell him what we came up with?
No, that was like 2 hours ago. Wait, what are we talking about now?
Remember, we have the idea of the song that he should do? Get him on the phone. Steven is our third. He is the frontman for the band Anne Berlin.
He's playing a gig in May.
With Jack Black and,
Fall Out Boy.
Fall Out Girls and stuff.
No, Good Charlotte. Did he just send us a voicemail? I heard
he
it.
Probably did.
I just heard it, like, do the little double click.
I think we're okay, though.
Hello?
Oh, hey!
There he is.
Hey, buddy! Hi.
What's going on, guys?
Well, it's Phil Collins Day.
It's Phil Collins' birthday today, man.
That's awesome.
It's pretty
than Peter Gabriel.
Yeah, it's true. It's,
gosh.
I think Phil Collins is the greatest musician that's ever lived. Anyways.
See, that's wow. Man, that's...
Anyways, so you know how you were saying you needed a song for, that gig you're playing with Jack Black and all those other big bands? You needed an 80s song? Why don't you do a Genesis Phil Collins song?
Oh, I would love to do that. I can hear it calling in the air tonight.
No. You got to do Against All Odds.
No,
against
Invisible Odds. Touch, man.
No, Phil Collins Against All Odds. Come on.
That seems appropriate.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because Pastor Skip is currently going through the Against All Odds series. Which, by the way, that show's on a Sunday. Have you told them you're not going to be doing worship on Mother's Day yet?
I did. I feel like I'm okay to leave on Mother's Day since I'm not a mother.
That's true. That's good. So what do you think? Now, being serious, what do you think about doing a Phil Collins song?
Yeah, because man, Against All Odds.
That, come on.
I like it.
Your voice matches with Phil.
If I'm going, I'm going to need to know what two songs you're playing before I put in a lot of money for my wife and I to travel to L.A., just to watch you sing.
I said True Faith, and then I'm not telling you the other one.
Oh, you already picked it?
Gosh.
Yeah, it's Phil Collins, Against All Odds.
You're lying to me.
All right, my little my little lovey-dovey.
You're lying.
My little lover bear. Rawr. My little chubbly wubbly.
So random.
Not really. If you were listening to the show this morning,
this
it's
morning
not
we
random.
Tried calling you because we got a letter from a Starmie member who needs help because they go out with their friends and this other couple uses the dumbest pet names for their spouse in public and it's embarrassing to them and they want to know like, hey, how do I handle this?
How do we stop our friends from sounding stupid?
So I was like, I got to call one of my oldest friends and I'm just going to start using pet names and see how he handles it.
I think that is great. I think you should always one-up them. Like, every date when you guys are about to go on a double date, you figure out a new name, like Teddy Cuddles Jr., you know, and then, they'll start picking up, like, that's the cheesiest thing I've ever heard. And then the next day, you change it again to make it even something more absurd.
Yes, I'm writing that down, Teddy Cuddles.
Fuzzy ball head.
Teddy Cuddles Jr.
I love it.
You kind of just keep one-upping them until they figure out, like, oh, yeah, pet names are... Of course, I don't have room to talk. I don't think I've said the word Julia in years. It's only been babe.
See?
You're right. I'm the same way with my wife.
Oh, man.
We call each other babe.
Unless
as well.
You're arguing, because you don't go, babe.
No. She does.
That's true. I've heard that about 1,000 times. Babe! Babe! Oh, babe! Babe! Come on, babe. Oh, no, babe. Yep. No, babe. Hey, are we hanging out tonight?
There was a brief moment in history where my 3-year-old was calling me babe.
Okay, that's a problem. She needs to come up with a different pet name. Babe is the worst. Pet name? Pet name on the planet, worst. Tell her to stop working at Abercrombie. Yeah. tell her she's a grown-up now and babe doesn't work.
Well.
All right, babe.
Story.
All right. Thanks, babe.
All right, babe.
All right, babe. Are we hanging out tonight or what?
See you tonight.
Are you hanging out? Are we hanging out? We're going to see you?
I'm actually going. Oh, I don't want to name drop. Uh-huh. I'm going to hang out with some people right now.
Oh my gosh, who are you hanging out with?
So you're not
going to
be there tonight?
We can hang out tonight. Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to go hang out with the lieutenant governor right now.
Oh, okay.
at the state legislator meeting.
Gosh.
So. No big deal.
Have fun, man. I'm going to go home and play some video games and rethink my life.
I should text you a picture of what I'm wearing. I think you guys would get a huge kick out of it.
Okay, please do.
There may be an American flag pin involved.
Stop it right now!
Wow. Oh my
gosh, you're so official. Are you on the new 24 show? Is that what this is?
And are they really recording you in those little pins? Man, is it just, like a microphone or a video camera?
How did you know?
Okay. Man, I told you. This is not cool. I want to be cool.
The man is not supposed to tell you that.
All right. There you go.
Thanks, babe.
Come see tonight. Out. Get involved, man. Go run for it. Just go get involved. It's really not hard. I've really not tried. It's just people are excited when other people are excited about politics in New Mexico. I mean, shoot, just last week we were told we were the worst place to raise a kid. So
that's true.
I think anybody and everybody are looking for a few answers.
So, Stephen, you're going to hang out with Lieutenant Governor right now. We only have like 2 minutes before we're going to break. So real quick, tell me your thoughts on the executive order over the weekend in immigration. Go ahead, just real quick.
Man. You know, that's so funny because I was just literally telling my wife just like last night, I'm really happy that my mom was not born in either Mexico or a Middle Eastern country because I wouldn't be here. You know, I'm a first generation American. My mom was born in Germany. And so it's just hard. It's a quandary. And the fact that like, I understand the security aspects of it, but sadly, those statistics are very skewed. I think there was a total of 11 people who died from terrorist attacks last year, as opposed to 231 that died from lightning strikes.
No.
So I think if we're about to outlaw anything, I think we should start with lightning.
Lightning's good. But, I mean, hate lightning.
You know, yeah. but fear sells, my friend. Fear sells, and I feel like there's got to be a better way. How I would have done it, not that I'm ever going to be president of the United States, but how I would have suggested it, would be basically to do a better process. There's got to be a better process. Yes, there should be an application process. Yes, there should be vetting. Yes, there should be background checks. But this is America, man. We're all immigrants here.
Yeah.
I think unless you're a Native American, you have literally no right to point fingers at immigrants. You know, not a single one. Like, so, I don't. There's just got to be a better way to be able to do it. And it's just, yeah. Anyway, that's my 60-second clip.
That really was 60 seconds, too.
Beautiful. Next president of the United States.
Wow, you were locked and loaded. I was being funny, and then you just, like, went for something real. It was good.
I did.
I'd like that on Facebook. I'm going to go like that now.
Well... Thanks, thanks for talking to us.
All right, babe. We'll see you tonight,
have a beautiful
babe.
Lunch, babe.
Oh, right, babe. Oh, talk wait, babe. Oh.
Okay, bye-bye, babe. Bye-bye.
Oh, babe.
Stephen Christian, making a difference in our community right here in Albuquerque, New
He's
Mexico.
He's going to meet with the lieutenant governor right now. Here's my favorite part is back when we were talking politics, him and I off the record and everything. I'm like, dude, you just need to get involved, man. Just get involved if you want to see change.
This is your fault?
What is... I forget that when I say something to Steven, he takes it seriously and does it. And then I'm like, dang, dude, I should have said, you just need to give me $1 million. Because I feel like that would have helped me tremendously.
Gosh.
He's the most active dude I know in life. I don't understand how he sleeps.
I'm telling you right now, for a guy like Steven to be involved in politics, especially in our city, is such an extraordinary thing. Because we see the corruption. We see how bad it is. And if you know Steven, he is one of the greatest guys. He really is. He has such a great heart. And he really wants to see this city change. He wants to see great things happen. He knows great things can happen. Why am I sounding like a politician right now? No. I don't know.
Anyways.
What were we talking about? Oh, we were doing the news. I'm kind of. Did he tell you what song he was going to do? Or is it a secret?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
I love it. Dude, we mentioned politics for 0.4 seconds, and there's already fighting on the live line.
Yeah, see? Guys, we're not going to play that game. No fighting. No fighting. 585 Live, you can chime in, but no fighting, okay? We'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Some people are still being detained at airports across the country. Others have been let go after a judge in New York barred the Trump administration from deporting anyone with a valid visa.
All this controversy over the president's immigration orders coming as his full cabinet is still not in place.
Only three of President Trump's cabinet-level members have been confirmed and sworn in. Democrat Senator Dick Durbin says it's not their fault things are moving slowly.
In this case with the Trump nominees, even up to the day of the hearing, many of our committees were not received the required legal documents from these nominees.
The multiple personality thriller Split took first place at the box office.
The Mass was underway in Newark, New Jersey, marking the anniversary of Baseball Hall of Famer Roberto Clemente's death when, say, police Charles Miller got up, went to the altar, and punched Auxiliary Bishop Manuel Cruz in the mouth. Miller now charged with assault. Motivation unknown.
The Pentagon saying one service member has been killed, three others wounded in a raid in Yemen targeting a branch of Al-Qaeda.
Happy Phil Collins Day.
Yeah, man.
Need I say I love you? Need I say I care? Need I say that emotion?
66 today? Is that what it is?
9:38, good morning.
Okay, high today of 54 degrees. How old is he today?
66.
That's what I thought.
Well, I don't want to know.
Traffic!
Well, I'm checking the roads right now, and it looks like all the traffic accidents have been cleared away. There's normal road construction going on. However, the roads are clear. Everybody's driving to work and or to the Capitol because they're super important now, and just going to forget all their real friends who got them to those places.
Mm-hmm.
Just wearing suits and
what?
Schmoozing with the big people. I'll see you tonight, bro. I'll see you tonight. What? That's your look at traffic.
Throwing it all away.
Yeah, don't you throw it all away,
Stephen. Throwing it all away.
You remember me. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Guys, it's Phil Collins Day. I want you to take a minute and just listen to this right here. Ready?
I need a little Phil Collins today.
Don't throw it away, man. You have a lot to live for. Maybe you're struggling in your marriage. Don't throw it away, man.
What if I want to throw away my dryer?
Well, yeah, you can.
Okay. My dryer broke again!
Sorry, man.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us, Starmy. Dex and Steve-O. It is 9:40.
I set a high today of 54 degrees. We've already done this. I also just did traffic, too.
Just don't want to pot it down, man.
Okay.
Just want to keep it going. Can I keep it going?
I mean, you can do whatever you want, man.
You know what? I made a montage this morning. For you, Starmy.
Just throw it all away.
I feel like we just heard that song. So many hits.
Oh.
The topic is, what's your favorite Genesis song?
No, it's not. Can we get into real thing? Although,
Billy, would you lose my what?
Somebody did chime in on the live line and said, hey, I didn't hear Easy Lover.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it wasn't in your montage.
It's called a montage?
Yeah, I didn't hear it. Did Against All Odds make it into your montage?
Yeah, I played it for you earlier, man.
No, but did it make it into your montage? Okay, he's drumming. He just spit everywhere.
Sorry, man.
Gosh.
Sorry about that.
You didn't even do it right. Dude, somebody just chimed in and said, Steve-O, I want to help you clean your dryer bin. I've got the tools.
Nice.
You know what?
There you go.
My phone's not working, so my life is a mess, guys.
Easy lover, she got the hold on you, the feeling like no other.
Okay, how come you didn't do Phil Collins when we did? Get
I don't know.
Easy lover.
Dude, yeah, this weekend, did a load of laundry, it gets done, we're going to get the towels out, yes, towels, and went, oh, they're sopping wet still. They are still totally wet, and it was like, what, less than a month ago that I had to tear my dryer apart and replace the thermostat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Probably did more damage.
People are saying that I must have, like, tripped the fuse this time or something, because it's crazy that it's gone out twice in, like, a month.
Did Chrissy have to go to the laundromat?
Yeah,
that's what, when we had the same issue, it was like a week or two of going to the laundromat, which, man, you want to bring culture into your life? You want an adventure? You go to the laundromat.
Yeah.
A lot of things go down at the laundromat.
Chrissy got $7 on Saturday at the laundromat.
Why? She found $7?
Yeah, her and Luke went there because Brody, it was like bedtime, you know? So it was like, well, I'll get these guys in bed. Are you sure you want to do this? And she's like, I love the laundromat. I'm like, okay. So she went to the laundromat. And I guess you got to, like, nowadays it's all cards. You
really?
Got to get a card.
Even when we went there, wasn't the card ones.
Really? It was like a card.
Huh.
And so some dude's like, come here often? I'm like, whoa, what dude? What did he say? What else did he want? Get away from my spouse,
it's the
yo.
Best place to find your partner.
No.
It's true.
No, it's not. And yeah, he's like, oh, I don't come here and often enough, and I got $7 on this card. You want it?
Better go with your wife next time, man.
Yeah, better. I was like, who's this dude?
Yeah.
Laundry Larry better get his grubby hands
on
the bride.
Laundry Larry.
She's like, actually, they smelled fresh and clean, like Dove soap. Like, you're never going to
shut this down, please.
Again.
Shut it down.
Yeah.
Laundry Larry.
Laundry Larry.
Where was Laundry Larry from? Isn't that from a show?
Is it?
I think it is. Why does that sound so familiar?
I have no
Laundry
idea.
Laundry Larry?
Hard.
That's on a show, I think.
Laundry Larry. I was hoping I invented something, but...
585 Live. Stommy will tell us. What's Laundry Larry?
There's no Laundry Larry.
That was on
Googled
a that was on a TV show, I think.
No. Are you sure it just wasn't a listener?
It before.
Yeah, I think it's...
Do we have a listener named Laundry Larry?
I think it's a
Larry?
Fake listener who was like, hey guys, it's Laundry Larry.
Just do laundry.
Oh man,
that's good, man. That's good.
Good news—we got a new producer on the morning show.
Her name is Julia, and she keeps sending me things that we need to talk about on the show this morning.
Oh, what do you got?
Winona Ryder and her amazing facial expressions last night at the SAG Awards. Did you see this?
No.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was kind of what was happening because David Harbour, he plays Hopper on Stranger Things. They accepted the award. Yeah, they accepted the award last night for, I think it was Best Dramatic Series on television. And then, of course, immediately it was like, Trump rant! And Winona Ryder's face while he was talking was priceless.
Really?
Yes.
Can you pull
the article on Time Magazine says, Winona Ryder's facial expressions deserve their own SAG award. Yeah. He gave a very impassioned acceptance speech and just dug into some crazy things. And, yeah, she had some crazy faces during it. I love that.
Can I see a picture?
I mean, I don't want to disrupt the entire show. I feel like we had things.
But I can't move on until I see it.
Okay, well,
I feel like you have it in front of you.
Yeah, just not
going to
do it.
Ow, I almost fell off my chair.
You okay, bud?
Okay.
You okay? Moving on.
Julia, do you have anything else you want to talk about? Because I have a segment I have planned out. But if you have something, we could do it.
Somebody else chimed in and said, maybe you voided out your warranty by tearing apart your dryer. Good news, my warranty was already done because I called Samsung. I mean,
nailed it.
Random company that's terrible. And it was already out of warranty, which is great.
So
I called the Samsung, like, fixer-upper guy here locally and said, how much is this going to cost? And they're like, oh, it's $95 an hour plus parts and this and that. And I'm like, cool, man. So I Googled it.
Cool story.
Jumped on the old internets and found the part for like $30 and did it myself.
Yeah. Good job, man.
Yeah. It worked out lovely for 3 weeks.
Well, maybe it's time.
I do think it's pretty clogged.
Okay.
Is it bad if the little vent thing was completely trapped behind the dryer and smashed in to where they couldn't breathe?
That's fine.
I feel like
that's not a big
maybe
deal.
Maybe less that it's clogged and more that
it's not a big deal at all.
It was completely smashed and holes in it. So I don't know how that would have happened.
Well,
yeah.
All right. I have a question.
I have an answer.
What to do if you're a New York City principal? What do you do?
Okay.
If you're a New York City principal.
Stop smacking. I'm going to punch you.
And your school is being visited for its annual review.
Uh-huh.
So your wife's a principal.
Mm-hmm.
Does she ever get the monthly, bi-monthly, you know, once a year visit for their annual review at their school?
Yeah.
Does she ever get stressed out?
Actually, they just had one and they're prepping for another one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because with like schools, they they're a private Christian school and so there's accreditation and all that. They're 5-star accredited.
Beautiful.
Which is like the top.
Yes.
It's the top tier. It's the best of the best.
Beautiful.
But because of that, you got to maintain, like, you know what I mean? You got to maintain so it's like, surprise visit! Yeah.
When Chrissy has a surprise visit, does she hide the disruptive kids in a trailer?
Oh. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Good teacher or bad teacher? During the last two visits by the district superintendent for a quality review, Rochelle, the leader of PS 106 in Far Rockaway, Queens, rounded up 6 to 8 of the most disruptive students and hid them in a trailer in the schoolyard.
Okay, I feel like this is possibly why they're disruptive.
Children in several grades were frequently scream, fight, they throw things, and they stashed these kids out in a trailer, all while this superintendent toured classrooms to evaluate the troubled school. It's on a watch list because it's one of the worst schools as far as test scores. Kids seen as troublemakers, include some with special needs, were removed from classrooms.
Before
this superintendent visited last May 11th.
You gotta stop talking. I'm gonna throw up right now. I'm like freaking out for these kids.
They put them in a trailer to prevent an embarrassing ruckus. You walk by any time of day and there'll be two kids beating each other up, one of the staffers said. the ploy worked when the superintendent came through. It was calm and quiet. Instead, the outcasts were allegedly kept occupied on laptops and even ate lunch in the mobile unit normally used for offices. But staffers are freaking out and saying parents, they had no idea that their kids were pulled out of class and put in a trailer. The kids were basically just isolated from the rest of the school. I guess the teacher refused to talk to the news. But how would you feel if you found out that your child was isolated, was separated from school, put in a trailer because they were known as the disruptive child? And the principal of the school wanted to make sure everything was calm. And
oh, man.
How would you feel?
I'd be stoked because I'd be about to be a lot richer. Because I would be suing somebody.
Man.
Are you serious? Is this real?
Also, this woman who came up with this great idea to put these kids in a trailer.
Oh, my gosh.
Her salary, I can't even say it because I'm just... Guess
mad.
how much she makes a year.
$140,000 a year.
$128,000
oh
a year.
Oh, my gosh, and I shot so high.
Yeah. $128,000 a year is what she makes.
We can ask Chrissy what she does with all of her bad kids. I mean, it's worth a shot.
Do they get sent to the dungeon?
Where do they go? What do they do?
The closet?
Why would bad kids be part of... Okay, I'm sorry. I'm doing this. In a rare twist of fate, we're calling my bride two times in one show.
Steve-O's wife is a principal of a school. Basically in the same situation as this.
No, but she doesn't... Hi.
I knew you were going to call me.
Okay.
Hi, honey. Are you blown away right now?
Yeah. She's stupid.
Where do you hide our kids when they come for review time? Because I know Luke and Brody are magical creations. Two, why would they have to hide kids? I don't understand. Like, what? Do they get credit for how terrible kids are as well?
No, but I think they're probably worried that if they have kids that are creating stress in the classroom, that the teachers are going to react inappropriately, and then they'll get in trouble for that. Like, it'll reduce their quality rating.
So, do you have a trailer?
Yeah, the classroom becomes louder and more chaotic, especially if you have a teacher that's...
Does her salary go down if her rating goes down?
I have no idea. Was it a public school?
Come on, man.
That's a good question.
I feel like it would because she's in like...
school, I think salary is tied to everything.
Yeah. It's District 27 in like Queens, New York, so I would think so.
Yeah, she makes $128,000 a year.
Yeah, Chrissy, what are you doing, man? She makes a ton of cash.
But they live in Queens.
You need to step up your wife game and get on that money train.
Oh, okay.
Easy. Easy.
I feel like I just caused my wife to go into
a
march.
We're definitely not at Mars Hill anymore.
Yeah. Oh, man!
Burn!
You can't say that on the radio, Chrissy!
Man.
Too late, you just did. It's okay. That was good, honey. Good job, you.
Hey.
So, don't hide bad kids, huh? That's the moral of the story?
There are no bad kids.
Okay, yeah. But let me ask you this, Chrissy. All right, in the report, it says a trailer... But come to find out, the trailer's used as an office space. It's not like they just threw them into this like empty trailer.
Like Walking Dead season 5.
Yeah, it's a portable. So is it really that bad? Cuz I mean, isn't, you know,
it's not oh my gosh, the word, it's not
illegal.
Oh my gosh, the word is authentic. It's not an authentic assessment if they're not seeing
all the
kids in their normal situation.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
yeah, I get that, but if
the teachers are being jerks to the disruptive kids, then
well, it sounds like it. They're hiding them.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, right. We'd be making
it's
lots
a no-no.
Of money.
No,
yeah,
slightly. It's a
no-no. Slightly. All right. Well, have fun. Get back to hiding those kids. Have a blast.
We don't hide kids.
That's good. That's good. Even the bad ones. That's where my kid goes, so I'm glad he's not hidden.
No.
Bye, Christy.
Love you, honey.
Bye, guys. Love you, too.
That's craziness.
Isn't that crazy?
If you were a parent, seriously, and you found out that the principal was hiding your kid because they were, quote, one of the bad ones, talk about what that does to a child's psyche.
Yeah,
by just like pinpointing them and saying, you're bad, so we're going to hide you.
Yeah, but did they do that? They didn't just
It made national headlines, so I feel like somewhere along the way.
Well, what if they just went up to each individual kid that was a troublemaker and said,
come with me,
and then once they'd picked out all of the bad seeds,
yeah,
they'd take them to the trailer and they give them laptops. Here's some food. You guys just yeah, have fun.
That's true.
Have fun until, you know, we come and get you.
Are they supervised?
I don't know. I didn't say.
Because I feel like, gosh.
Okay, let's say it was supervised. So they have laptops and they're fed. And maybe they don't even know why they're there.
Our girl Darla chimed in and she just said that actually happened on a Simpsons episode.
Oh my gosh. Maybe that's where the teacher got the idea.
They got the idea. They're like, we got to lock him up.
That's really funny.
That's terrible, man.
Yeah, but it sounds terrible, but is it that bad?
Yes, dude. Here's what's terrible. Somebody just asked, is it bad the classrooms were calmer when those kids were playing on laptops? That is bad. Like, you're making them dependent upon... I was so stoked this weekend. I shouldn't say stoked. My children got into a spat of trouble. Like, it was bad. And I was frustrated, and it was like, Insta-grounded! I had to, like, be dad this weekend and ground my kids. And so it was like, no internet, no anything. Wow. No iPads, no video games, nothing!
Did they die?
No, you know what was incredible? I didn't... All of a sudden, I'm like, is everybody okay? Like, why is it so quiet?
Oh.
And conniving is what I assumed, right? Because I assume the worst, because I'm me and they're my children. And I went into the toy room area, and Jack was sitting there building Legos with Brody. And he built this dope spaceship. And it was like, man, I got to ground these guys more often. They got so creative.
That's
awesome.
They were
like drawing,
see?
Building Legos, and it was like, we got to ban all entertainment in our house.
I love it.
Got to just build things all the time.
That's great, man.
Somebody on the line said, I probably would not blame them if it was my kid.
Yeah, it's, honestly, I'm kind of thinking, well, I mean, I get it's wrong to do as far as, you know, the school's trying to get a proper evaluation. But
somebody said, as long as you feed them, totally cool. Somebody said in that one documentary, Dangerous Minds, all the bad kids were stuck in one classroom.
Yeah, that's true.
And finally, Santa Fe chimed in and said, the Lone Ranger, though, huh?
Yeah!
The Lone Ranger! Okay. I agree, Santa Fe. Right. Gosh, that movie was so good.
Guys, we got to go. We're out of time. Thank you for joining us. Hit the podcast. We'll be up in a little bit.
Everybody's agreeing with you. Nobody thinks it's bad.
Right?
Everybody's like, I think they're onto something. Okay.
All right, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Oh, happy Phil Collins Day.
Yeah! Yeah!